Turn ourselves to you again.
Jesus.
Amen.
Bless our church today.
Amen.
Bless our need for you.
Amen.
Amen. that we have our dear brother Kersing Lee is here. We knew him very many, many years ago. But and even many years ago, he already visited New York, and we fellowship how to go on.
很多年前他就来到这里访问我们，我们也有交通，怎么样往前。
Not only this, and our brother really, all the Lord's recovery, we all know him.
所以在主的恢复里，我们都认识我们李克信弟兄。
Because our brother and also his sister, this family is very famous.
他们的家在主的恢复里也很有名。
Because since Brother Lee asked us to open our home, they are the first ones to open their homes.
在李弟兄家中这个把家打开的负担里面，我们弟兄的家是开始开家的前面几个家。
Not only they open their homes. They also preach the gospel and then baptize people in their home.
他们也开家传福音，也带人得救、施浸、受浸。
So you are, how many? 300 or?
The Lord knows.
我们今天问大家，大家多少人？ 受浸，相信受浸,
because too many.
So, 很多的关系,
someone said 200, someone said 300, I don't know, but it is very, very many. And we all want to learn from this family.
总而言之, 很多弟兄姊妹在那边受相信受浸，我们愿意从我弟兄, 有学习。
And therefore, so the whole weekend, we want to give this meeting to our brother and his sister.
所以我们要把这整个周末，让我们弟兄在这里跟他的姊妹跟我们有交通。
We believe we can receive much help from them.
我相信我们都可以从他得到很多的帮助。
So I don't want to waste my time. Let's let our brother work services.
好，我们现在就请我们弟兄交通。
Amen. Well, thank you, Brother Benjamin. Amen. Of course, we do have a burden for the gospel. But we are not doing it by ourselves.
但是我们不是自己在这里做。
We are cooperating with the brothers, other saints together. We are just functioning as a member of the body. In one accord, we pray together. We labor together. We shepherd together. We enjoy together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord bless it, and then there's the fruit.
主祝福。
Actually, all we did is just open our home, provide a place.
我们能够做的就是把家打开，给这些弟兄姊妹朋友有个地方。
And all the saints, we labor together, and then the Lord bless it.
当我们跟弟兄姊妹一同同工的时候，主就倾倒他的祝福。
Amen. This is our privilege and our joy.
这是我们的特权。
This is truly according to Luke 15.
这是完全照着路加福音15章。
You know, when the Lord within us going out to search other people and someone got saved and their life got changed.
有人得救。
And their life got changed.
他们的生命改变了。
And such a joy between heaven and earth.
像天上都喜乐。
And of course, this is not just a joy. It's also the most meaningful and the worthwhile.
也最有价值的事。
Because we are really fulfilling God's heart's desire.
因为我们啊，满足啊神的愿意，神的喜悦。
God from eternity past, there's a good pleasure within Him.
在永远的过去，神在他的心里有一个喜悦。
That is, He wants to build up the church.
那就是他要建造他的教会。
Which is the Father's house.
就是父的家。
And also the body of Christ.
也是基督的身体。
The bride of Christ.
基督的心腹
and eventually is the mutual dwelling of God and man.
最终就是神人的相互的居所
and this is of course is hidden within him.
这是藏在神心里的
But as time goes on, he began to unfold his heart's desire.
但在时间里，神就把他的心中的这个喜悦呢，启示出来
And we all know that even from the very very beginning, the Genesis.
我们知道从圣经一开始创世纪就讲了
He created Adam
他创造了亚当
Of course before that he had to have an environment for Adam to live
当然在亚当创造亚当之前神造了一个环境让亚当能够在那里生活
That's why the whole universe came into being
这就是为什么整个宇宙呢产生了存在了
And this very 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 special planet called the Earth
有在这个有一个在宇宙里面非常特别的地方，就是地球。
And then there's a well-planned place here.
这是神非常预备的非常好的一个地方。
And the center there is the Garden of Eden.
在这个地上有一个中心的地方，就是伊甸园。
It's a very good place for people to live.
是人住的很好的地方。
So he created Adam there.
他在那里造了亚当
According to his image and the likeness
是照按着他的形象照着他的样式造
Brother Benjamin's favorite verse
神弟兄最喜欢的经节
That's a very important one
那是非常重要的一个经节
It's really the beginning of everything
那是一切的开始
But just one Adam is not enough
但是只有一个亚当是
And then,
不够的
out of Adam he builtEve.
然后从亚当他就造了一个女人建造了一个女人
Because that's not it from something from out of nothing but from something already there built something
那是因为他是不是从无到有他乃是用了一些东西来造了
已经有
用这个其实亚当的肋骨造了、哎夏娃建造成的夏娃
So right away this concept the building already planted there
所以在那里这个建造的思想呢就隐藏就藏在那里
And then in Genesis we know that you know this Adam and so forth the history there
所以在创世纪我们就看见亚当和这一个历史的记载
And then immediately you come to the Jacob
然后我们在创世纪又继续往前，就看见雅各的事情。
And then when he went out from his home, escaping his brother Esau,
当雅各逃他的哥哥以扫的时候
，He had a dream.
他有一个梦。
What was that dream?
这个梦是什么
？And then whatever that is, whatever his understanding was, somehow he knows this place should be called the house of God, the Bethel.
他做了这个梦，他就后来就有一个了解。说这个就是神的家，就是伯特利。
In a very simple way, he set up this stone as a pillar and poured oil upon it.
他就醒来了，就把这个枕头啊，这个石头呢立起来，然后把油倒在上面。
And then he made a vow, or various, he made a vow.
他就向神起誓。
His vow, of course, is according to his concept, mostly about himself.
他这个启示呢是照着他的观念主要的是跟他有关系
his, for his own personal benefit
是为着他自己的益处
he need to be protected
他需要得着保护
he need to have a provision
他需要有吃的食物
so he says well if you keep me safe and come back and so forth and then if you bless me and I will give you back one tenth
他说你保护我给我吃的叫带我回来平安的回来我就把十分之一给你
And if you fulfill all this Then you will be my God
你做了所有这些那你就是我的神
And then I will build your house
那我就是
The house of God here
我就建造你的家就在就是 这个神的家在这里。
Well, God, you know, is like a loving father.
啊，神就像一个非常慈爱的父亲。
You know, whatever the children say, whatever the children say about this and that,
不管他们说什么。
As long as they have a heart for the God's heart desire there about the house of God,
只要他们对神的心愿，神的家有心。
The father was very happy.
啊，这个父亲就很高兴了。
Sure, sure, I will do it.
当然，当然我会做。
And God really fulfilled His promise. He did everything on His end.
啊，父也答应了所有他的应许要求。
But Jacob, you know, was wishy-washy.
但是雅各呢？他是啊啊摇摇摆摆的。
But eventually, God raised up all the situations.
结果是神
raised up all kinds of environmental situations.
环境兴起来
to bring Jacob back to God's heart's desire.
把雅各呢最终带回到神的心愿那个地方。
In terms of Jacob's wishes,
照着雅各的心愿
according to his desire,
照着雅各的心意。
God more than abundantly blessed him.
他超过雅各的心愿啊，祝福了他。
He went out just one person.
啊，雅各出去的时候呢，是一个人。
And later on, he became what many tribes and two camps.
啊，在回来的时候啊，是两队军兵啊，这个啊，有十二个啊支派的都在那里啊。
So in a sense, God really blessed Jacob.
所以雅各、
啊、more than abundantly to fulfill.God's end, the bargain, so to speak.
所以神是啊超过雅各的所求所想，祝福了他。
But in the midst of this, God never forget His heart's desire, though.
但在所有这些情形的里面，神没有忘记他自己的心意。
So eventually, you know, He still bring him back to the Bethel.
所以末了，主还是把雅各带回到那个地方，就是 Bethel, 就是伯特利神的家。
And this is just a, you know, a process.
这个整个就是一个过程。
Eventually, we'll know that from Jacob, there's 12 tribes.
我们知道后来雅各之后就有他有十二个支派，十二个儿子。
This is a, you may say, in spite of Jacob's conniving, this and that and so forth, so somehow God get 12 tribes.
就是不管雅各怎么样啊，他有他的想法，他有的计谋啊，这样无论如何到后来。神就得着了十二个支派。
And later on, of course, we know the history. They all went down to Egypt.
当然，我们知道照着历史，后来整个雅各家啊，他们全都下到埃及。
And then, you know, then they lived there for 400 some years.
他们在埃及在那里待了四百多年。
And then God, of course, never forget His heart's desire.
但是神一直没有忘记他自己的心愿。
So eventually, with a strong hand, with a loving care.And then he brought them all them out to Egypt.
当然，照着神的，后来就用大人的手，他的慈爱的看顾，把他们呢从埃及带出来了。
The Lord said, "With the eagle's wings, he brought them out."
主说啊，他如果鹰啊，把他们呢背负了出来。
And then for what purpose?
是为着什么目的呢
？On the one hand, from human side, is that they can be free from the tyranny of the Egyptian.Rule.
就我们人的看法是救他们离开法老的暴虐。
But from God's point of view, that He wanted to dwell among them.
照着神的看法是神要住在以色列人当中。
So He brought him out, says, "I brought you out."
所以他就讲，我把你从埃及带出来。
So you can be a priesthood to me.
叫你能够成为祭司的国度
You will be my personal treasure
成为我个人的宝贝的产业
And I will live among you
我要住在你们当中
And then, so then, they brought into the mountain all these things But the center of that is the revelation to build the tabernacle for him
当然后来就把他们带到神的山在那个中心的呢就是把神的居所帐幕的启示赐给了他们
The center, of course, is the ark
这个帐幕的中心呢，当然就是那一个约柜。
That's where God can dwell among them.
这样神就能够在以色列人当中居住。
And then God will walk within them.
这样神就在他们中间行走。
You can see this picture when the children of Israel are moving along in the wilderness.
这幅图画你们看见，当以色列人在旷野中行走的时候。
Who was moving there?
谁在那里行走呢？
Actually, it's God with man was walking in the wilderness.
实际上是神跟人在旷野中行走。
In the day, there's a pillar of cloud.
在日间有云柱。
At the night, there's a pillar of fire.
在夜间有火柱。
When the glory stop, they stop.
当这个云柱火柱停的时候，他们就安营。
When they lift up, they move, and then all the children of Israel move with the Lord.
云柱火柱立起来的时候，他们就起来，他们起营，跟随行走。
It's already a picture that God and a man move together as one on the earth.
这就是一幅图画，神与人在地上一同的行走。
But this is just the initial stage.
但是这个只是开始的阶段。
God's goal is to lead them out of not only out of Egypt into wilderness, but also the goal is to go into the good land.
这样只是开始，但是神的心意不只是把他们带出埃及。还要把他们带进美地。
And then in there, there's a building of the temple.
在那里，美地就有圣殿的建造。
Which is solid.
圣殿呢是非常坚固的。
Not temporary.
不是短暂的。
It's permanent.
是永久的。
It's built with a lot of stones.
是用石头所建造。
And the size, size of the ark never changed.
当然这个约柜它的尺寸没有改变。
But everything else was enlarged.
但是其他的所有的物件呢都扩大了。
Multiplied.
而且多了。
This is the testimony of the Lord is enlarged.
换句话说，神的建造呢，神的见证呢就扩大了。
So this is God's desire. And then in the New Testament.
这是神的心愿，这是在旧约，但到了新约。
The Lord still,When he was even very young, he said, "The zeal of your house consumes me."
当主还年轻的时候，他就讲到，为着神家的，他心中焦急如同火烧。
So when the Lord came, actually, you may say again, that's the fulfillment of the tabernacle.
当主来的时候呢，你可以说呢，那就是帐幕的应验。
When the Lord Jesus came.That is God dwell in this man Jesus. That's the tabernacle.
所以当主来的时候，他就是神支搭帐幕在人间，他就是神的帐幕。
And that's the beginning.
这只是一个开始。
And then it says that if you tear down, of course, when he saw the temple, and the disciples says, how was this? How beautiful, magnificent that was.
当那个时候，当然后来就有圣殿的建造，圣殿。当门徒在那里指给主看，看这个圣殿多么美好的建造。
All this in the midst of all this.
在所有这样的情形里
，The Lord says something mysterious.
主说了一些非常神秘的话。
So you destroy this temple.
你拆毁这殿。
I will build up in 3 days.
在三日内，我要把它建立起来。
So that means the Lord came.
换句话说，主来了。
For the purpose of really build up the temple of God.
是要把神的殿建造起来。
So he himself initially was that tabernacle.
所以他自己呢是那个帐幕，这是一个初阶。
But in his death and the resurrection,
但是借着他的死与复活
，it becomes a temple.
这个帐幕就成为圣殿。
And thus got enlarged again.
这个就扩大了。
The triune God never change.
三一神他不会改变。
But the church, which is the temple of God, the body of Christ, and the house of God, the Father, got enlarged.
但是这个召会作为神的殿，基督的身体和这个神的家，它是扩大了。
And with a much, much larger size and expression.
它的尺寸是扩大的，它的彰显也是扩大的。
And so in that, and we are all those building materials.
我们都是这个建造的材料。
In the Old Testament, in there you got the stones, you got the wood, and so forth.
在旧约的时候，你看见那个建造呢，它有木头、有石头，还有其他的材料。
And then in the New Testament,
在新约里
，we are also the living stones.
我们也是活石。
Hallelujah, He is the living stone as the cornerstone.
Hallelujah, 主是活石，他是房角石。
And we.Although we are created with the dust of the earth,
我们虽然都是尘土所造的
But through his regeneration, transformation, we also became living stones.
借着重生，借着变化，我们也成为活石。
The precious stones.
宝贝的石头。
So that we can be built together as a spiritual house.
叫我们能够同被建造，成为属灵的宫殿。
And for the mutual dwelling.
为着我们相互的住处。
And this, of course, amply demonstrated in Gospel of John.
这个在约翰福音呢是非常清楚的呢表现出来。
Amen. So in this, how do we build up the house of God?
今天我们怎么把神的家建造起来呢
？Very simply is that we need to make progress in the Lord.
很简单的说呢，就是我们在主里需要往前。
You may say the history of the Bible.
我们可以说照着这个圣经的这个历史。
In some sense, it's our history also.
有些部分呢，它其实就是我们的历史。
We were, you know, just doing our own things.
我们都在做我们自己的事情。
And one day, the God of glory appeared to us.
有一天呢，荣耀的神向我们显现。
He called us.
他呼召了我们。
Somehow, we opened up a bit.
我们向他敞开了。
And of course, He worked in us.Through the operating of the Spirit,
他借着那灵的运行，在我们里面工作。
Somehow the little faith got into us.
信心就在我们里面产生了。
We turned to Him, we called on His name.
我们转向他，呼求他的名。
And then the Spirit got into us.
那灵就进到我们的里面。
We got regenerated.
我们就得着重生。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But that's just the beginning.
但是这个只是开始。
And we may still doing this and that.
我们还做我们自己的事情。
We may just like Jacob bargain with the Lord.
我们还常常跟主讨价还价。
But the Lord is faithful.
但是主是信实的。
Just a loving Father, He guides us on.
就像一个慈父一样，他引导。
Many times we want this, want that.
我们常常向主要这个要那个。
The Lord, many times I would say, really more than fulfilled His side.
我这样讲，我们常常主啊。给我们呢是超过我们跟他这个讨价还价的
，and always guide us back，
也把我们总是带回来
，his real heart's desire，
回到他的心意里。
So eventually we have a little bit of a transformation，
所以慢慢的我们就有一些变化
，some renewing，
有些更新
，through environmental dealing，
借着环境的对付
，all kinds of situations，
还有很多不同的环境
，you know with the courts of man。
用呢慈神爱说
the loving and the care
慈神爱说他来
and always guide us on
带领我们引导我们
according to his heart's desire
照着他的心意带领我们
this is why we are all here today
这就是为什么我们今天都住在这里
it's really his mercy and grace and the sovereignty
这实在是他的怜悯恩典也是他的主宰
we really have nothing to boast
我们都没有什么可夸的
it's really his good pleasure
这是他的美丽
to dispense himself into us
把他自己分赐给我们
to draw us to him
吸引我们到归给他自己
to impart his love into us
把他的爱分赐到我们里面
we can love because he loved us first
我们能够爱因为他先爱我们
Amen
Hallelujah
We really thank the Lord
for
his loving care for all of us
他对我们每一个人这么的关心
so that we can be here today
叫我们今天都能够坐在这里
AmenSo as God moving in this way,
当神这样往前的时候
and more and more He appeared to us, and more He revealed His heart's desire into us.
他更多向我们显现，也更多把他的心意呢向我们开启。
And that, of course, is a ministry of His Word into us.
这是借着他话语的指示分赐给我们。
By His speaking, He infused Himself into us.
借着他的说话，他就把他自己。做到我们的里面
to strengthen us every day
天天加强我们
to supply us
供应我们
to cherish us
来牧养我们
and to shepherd us
来牧养我们
and to really bring us on into his heart desire
把我们都带到他的心意的里面
so in this way and then he gradually to reveal his heart desire more and more into our being
像他慢慢呢就把他的心意呢更多的启示到我们的里面
Not only tell us his loving his goal
不但把他的目标启示给我们
He also revealed the way
他也把他的路启示给我们
To guide us just like in the Old Testament the typology in spirit in the word and then in the fire in the cloud and also the saints as witnesses among us so we can follow him
借着灵啊、借着话，就是借着云柱火柱来引导我们。
And today we really thank the Lord. We are in the church life.
啊，我们今天实在感觉到，我们是在召会生活的里面。
And many saints surround us.
有这么多圣徒呢，围绕着我们。
To encourage us.
来激励我们。
To supply us.
供应我们。
As really as the member of the body caring for one another.
啊，叫我们都是基督身体上的肢体。彼此的相顾
so we can all go on together
叫我们能够一同的往前
and so we can arrive together
我们也能够一同的达到
and then we can build with one another
也能够彼此得着建造
Amen.
Amen
So in the temple there are many kinds of material
在这个圣殿的里面、啊、有许多不同的物件
Just recently in this Thanksgiving conference
在最近这个感恩节的特会里
I just share something that really impressed me.
我就交通一下。
Among many things.
主给我印象很深的一些点。
You know, about the material in this building.
就关于这个建造里面的材料。
Just, you know, there are many materials, just a few things impressed me.
当然建造这个圣殿有很多不同的材料，但是有几件给我非常印象的深。
Number one is about the wood.
第一就是关于这个木头。
There are many woods in there.
在这个建造圣殿有许多不同的木头。
Mainly there are a few things. The one is the cypress.
一件就是这个扁柏或者松。
There's a cedar.
还有就是香柏木。
There's also olive wood.
还有就是橄榄木。
Just very simply, this represent the death of Christ, the resurrection Christ, and the pneumatic Christ.
这三样就说出这个基督的死、基督的复活，还有圣灵的基督。
Yeah, of course, the cedar that's represent the death because in the Jewish, you know, the tomb and so forth, they plant this, the cedar, I mean the cypress.
这个扁柏这个松木呢，它就是预表基督的死，因为这个犹太人在他们的坟墓上了，他们会栽种这些树。
Actually, in California, many cemeteries they still plant the cypress there.
甚至今天在加利福尼亚加州他们在这个墓园那里还栽种很多这样的。
And the cedar signifies Christ's resurrection.
这个香柏木呢，就讲到基督的复活。
I didn't see many cedars in the cemetery in California.
在这个墓园呢，我们有看到很大的、高大的香柏木
And the olive, of course, you know, the oil produces the oil. That's the spirit, the pneumatic Christ.
当然这个橄榄木呢，它橄榄树呢，它就结橄榄。
That is Christ as the life-giving spirit indwelling in us.
就讲到基督就是赐生命的灵住在我们的灵里。
So this signifies we Christians, you know, build the house of God. We need to have the death of Christ, the resurrection Christ, and today the pneumatic Christ indwelling in our spirit.
这就是说我们今天基督徒要建造神的家，我们就需要经历基督的死、基督的复活。还有这位圣灵的基督住在我们的里面。
This is on the plant side.
这是讲到这个植物这一类。
On the mineral side.
在矿物这一类。
There's a two prominent thing is the, number one is the brass.
第一样呢，矿物类呢，就讲到铜。
The brass signifies the judgment and the washing.
这个铜呢是说出这个审判跟洗涤。
You know, of course, this brass, this basin, you know, we have to be washed clean.
当然就有铜的洗濯盆，它用来洗净我们。
There's a two brass pillar.
还有就是两个铜柱在圣殿前面。
Very, very prominent. Very big.
它是非常突出的。
And that means everything in the God's temple need to be judged.
换句话说，所有在圣殿里面的东西都需要接受审判。
Judged according to God's righteousness.
照着神的公义得受审判。
Judged according to God's holiness.
照着神的圣别受审判。
Judged according to God's glory.
照着神的荣耀受审判。
In other words, everything for the building up of the house of God, the temple of God, has to be according to God's nature.
换句话说，所有这个圣殿的建造为着神的家的建造呢，都需要照着神的性情。
Nothing natural, nothing human thoughts can be in there.
没有，不能是天然的，不能是出于人的天然的思想的。
You know, everything, you know, certainly in the tabernacle, all the size, everything is according to the pattern in the mountain.
这个帐幕里的所有的建造呢，它的尺寸呢，都是照着天上所启示的样式。
山上的样式。
山上的样式。
So there's no human thoughts.
所以在这里没有人的观念。
And the temple again, it's the size everything is revealed to David.
这个所以这个圣殿里也是一样，所有的它这个尺寸呢。还有它的其他的样式呢 都是启示了给大卫
Not only the material But also the size, the shape Everything is precisely prescribed
不但是尺寸它的大小它的形状呢都是非常清楚的启示给大卫
So this means when we build the house of God
换句话说当我们建造神殿的时候神家的时候
That especially come to the temple
特别是讲到这个圣殿的建造
And then we have toUnder the judgment,
我们必须在神的审判之下
and everything according to Him.
然后所有都需要照着他的启示
It's not according to our natural talent, natural ability, natural thought. Everything is precisely according to God Himself.
都是照着神自己，不是我们天然的思想，我们天然的智慧。
So that's on the this brass.
这就是关于铜这一面
The other mineral, of course, is the stone.
另外这个矿物类的呢，就是讲到石头。
This implies we need to be transformed.
石头就说出我们需要变化。
We need to be living.
我们需要活。
We are the living stones.
我们是活石。
We are the precious stones.
我们是宝石。
They are not just mud, the natural dust.
不是这个天然的泥土。
We need the dispensing of the element of the triune God into us.
我们需要这三一神它的成分分赐到我们的里面。
Our mind need to be renewed.
我们的心是需要更新。
You know, all the person need to be washed away.
我们的旧人，我们的老旧需要被洗去。
We say metabolic organic change.
需要是一个生机的一个新陈代谢的改变。
And we need to grow in Him.
我们也需要长到它里面。
And these stones, not just natural stone.
这个石头呢，它不是天然的石头。
It says these stones are cut.
他讲这个石头啊是被切过的。
Only the cutting stone can fit together, right?
这个石头啊，它非要切过，它才能够两块石头啊才能够建造在一起。
At least the temple of God, the stones are cut.
所以这个建造圣殿的石头呢，都是被切过的石头。
It can fit together.
这样，这个一块跟另一块石头呢，它就能够合适的在一起。
You know, the Bible did not have the detail. I don't know. You know, today, when the stones together, you have this mortar in between and so forth.
像圣经没有怎么仔细的讲。像今天呢，这个石头跟石头要摆在一起啊，要加水泥。
You know, because it may not fit tightly.
因为这个石头跟那个石头呢，可能形状不一样，它不能够合适的在一起。
Perhaps in the God's temple, New Jerusalem, those stones probably nothing between them. I don't know. I'm just speculating. Sorry about this.
在这个新耶路撒冷，当然我这个圣经没有讲。我说可能这个石头跟石头中间是没有这个水泥的，没有别的东西的。
Yeah, it's what.Just cut it so smoothly, everything just fit tightly together.
因为它切得非常好啊，两块石头就能够摆在一起啊，没有任何的空隙这些。
My point is that we should not be wild stone.
我的点就是，我们都不应该做这个野石啊。
We need to be cut so that we can fit together.
我们都需要能够被切过，然后能够建造的时候能够合适的
And not only that, when it's built together, there's no sound of the tools, no noise.
这个而且这个建造的时候呢，它是不可以有声音的。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢
？I puzzled about this.
我过去就想这个是什么意思
？But this time, at least one aspect is the following. One aspect of cutting, you know, when you build, there's no noise.No tool, no sound of the tools.
所以这一次就交通到这个圣殿建造的时候呢，不可以有这个气，
铁器的声音。
铁器的声音，
yeah, no,
不可以有什么工具的声音。
And this really match experience is the following.
这跟我们的经验啊，非常的符合。
You know, when you have all this noise, that means, you know, when we got cut, when we were cut.
当我们有这样的声音的时候呢，就表示啊，你这个石头被切了。
So that means the natural corners, this, that, and so forth.
那就表示啊，你这个人呢、啊、是零零角角的。
We have been dealt with and so forth in coordination. Many times we have a lot of noise.
当我们在配搭的时候呢，我们受对付的时候呢，那我们就会有很多的这个声音。
And some noises are audible.
有些声音啊是听得见的声音。
Some noise are inaudible.
有些声音啊是在里面的、啊，听不见的声音。
Murmuring, complaining, holding certain grudge.
有怨言啊，有这个埋怨啊这些。
And that means if there's such a noise, there's no real building.
换句话说呢，当有这些啊声音的时候呢，我们就没有实际的建造。
When we really can be built together.
当我们真正能够被建造在一起的时候
，there should be no noise.
应该是没有声音的。
That means we all take Christ in us.
换句话说，我们都接受基督在我们的里面。
That's the real indication of being transformed.
这就是非常实际的。说明我们有变化。
They really can be fitted together.
这样我们大家都能够、啊、这个配合的合适。
Yeah, this of course stone, you know, is one thing.
所以这个石头，这是石头的这一面。
But in Ephesians 4, that means we are the organic body of Christ and can be really fit together.
当然，以弗所书四章就讲我们啊，因为是基督的身体，我们就能够、啊、配搭的合适。
In the organic way.
在一种生机的。方式里面我们配搭。
Amen. And the third mineral, of course, is gold.
第三样矿物呢，就是讲到金。
Which is the most prominent that all the wood are overlaid with gold.
就是非常特殊，所有的木头呢都需要包金。
And this, you may say, is the ultimate expression that is the mingling of God with man.
我们可以说，这就是神人调和的最终极的一个。
The divinity of the gold, Christ, mingled with the humanity which is signified by the wood, the human being.
神性就是基督啊，他跟我们人性木头啊，这样包金之后呢，他的一个调和。
And this is the building.
这个就是建造。
And how does this get accomplished?
这是怎么成就的呢？
And then this is accomplished through God working with man together.
这是借着神与人的同工。
So today, what we need to do is cooperate with the Lord.
所以我们今天需要做的就是跟主配合。
And in the New Testament,
在新约。
And that's the picture you may say in the Old Testament.
刚才我们讲的可以说在旧约的图画。
And in the New Testament,
在新约里。
And then we need the men together to build the house of God.
我们需要调和的合适来建造神的居所。
And even in the Temple, you know, Solomon get a lot of material and also a lot of people working together.
在这个所罗门建造圣殿的时候呢，它有许多的材料，有许多的工人。
It all together, working together for many years, 7.5 years.
他们呢，这些工人呢，工作在一起7.5年的时间，才把这个圣殿建造起来。
And in the New Testament, it's the same.
在新约也是一样。
And actually, New Testament is that every member of the body of Christ need to work together to build up this temple.
在新约里面，基督上所有的每一个肢体呢，都需要来同工一起来完成这个建造。
This of course is very clear in Ephesians.
这个图画在以弗所书里面是非常清楚的。
So from the very beginning, in the very beginning after the day of the Pentecost.
在这个一开始五旬节之后。
And then you may say, you know, these apostles there, you may say these are the foremen, you may call them. I don't know.
然后开始是五旬之后呢，就有使徒，你可以说、啊、他们是些工头。
Yeah, and then they begin to labor together.
他们就一同工来建造。
Because this house, the architect, the builder is God Himself.
因为这一个建筑呢，它的建筑设计者呢。设计者跟建造者呢，乃是神。
We all follow him.
我们都跟随他。
The Lord himself.
就是主自己。
But then through him, there's a various gifts given to man.
然后 various
gifts, that is apostles, prophets, evangelists.
不同的恩赐赐给召会来建造。
Yeah, these are the apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, teachers.
这就是神所赐的，有使徒，有伸言者，有传福音者，有牧人跟教师。
And throughout the ages, you know, there are such people.
所以在这个世世代代有这样的一般人。
And they just to perfect all the saints.
这些有恩赐的他们就来，目的是为着成全圣徒。
And everyone has a portion.
因为每一个人每一个肢体都有他的一部分。
And then all working together.
然后大家都一同工作。
So the very prominent, you may say, characteristic in the early church life.
所以你可以说在这个召会刚开始的时候非常突出的一点。
That should be the pattern.
那个就是那个样式。
That is, they all continue steadfastly in apostles, teaching, and the fellowship.
所以他们都坚定持续在使徒的教训和交通里。
That apostles, teaching, and the fellowship essentially is giving us the pattern. The pattern according in the mountain.
这个使徒的教训和交通呢，其实就是把这个山上的样式呢给我们。
We all have to build according to that pattern.
所以我们都需要照着那一个样式呢来建造。
The pattern is apostles' teaching and the fellowship.
那个样式呢，就是使徒的教训和交通。
It tells us what it is.
告诉我们什么是这个样式。
It tells us what material it is.
告诉我们什么样的材料来建造。
Gold, silver, precious stone.
需要是金银宝石。
Not wood, stubble, and hay.
不是草木和秸。
Not only the pattern, also the way how it's built.
不但是它有这个样式，还有这个建造的路。
The way is by the mingled spirit.
这个路呢，就是借着调和的灵。
Material is all Christ.
这个材料呢，就是全是基督。
So they continue steadfastly, not deviating.
所以他们就坚定持续，他们不偏移。
And in that, and then they meet from house to house.
然后照着那样的情形，他们呢，挨户挨家的聚集。
So on the one hand, the content is apostles' teaching and the fellowship.
一方面呢，这个内容呢是使徒的教训和交通。
The corporate way, how you carry this out, where's the container? Those are the from house to house.
这个路呢，这个容器呢，就是借着家挨家挨户。
That means everyone is participating.
换句话说，人人都在这上世上有份。
You know, it's sort of like no one is left out.
换句话说，可以说没有一个人漏掉了。
They all continue on this way.
他们都坚定的持续这样。
And in that.
也在这个里面。
And then the church began to multiply.
这样啊，召会呢就加多了。
In many ways, the word multiply.
另外一面可以说啊，神的话就增长起来。
That means the content of the meeting from house to house is the word of God.
换句话说，他们挨家挨户啊，他们那个内容呢，就是神的话。
That is God's New Testament economy.
这个就是神新约的经纶。
Apostles' teaching and the fellowship.
使徒的教训和交通。
And in that, with all the neighbors, they find a favor with all the people.
他们就得众人的喜悦。
That means we contact all these people.
所以他们就跟许多其他很多不幸的人接触。
Through their speaking,
借着他们的说话。
Through their living,
说借着他们的生活。
Through their enjoyment,
借着他们的享受。
Because they say they participate, they taking the meal with exultant joy.
他们存着欢耀的心用饭，在
记载上。The number got to add to the church.
这样得救的人数就加给召会。
The gospel went out.
所以福音传扬了出去。
And the number multiplied.
人数就增多。
Amen. This is the beginning.
这个是开始。
And this need to be recovered.
这个需要得着恢复。
Someone says, well, in the afterwards, it seems not doing that.
有人讲，像到后来他们就没有做了。
Well, so then need to be recovered.
那就是说我们需要恢复这个。
Yeah, because in the beginning, that's the pattern set up for us.
因为这个就是一开始所设立的榜样。
So what's the pattern?
所以这个榜样是什么
？Fairly simple.
非常简单。
Content is apostles' teaching and the fellowship.
这个内容就是使徒的教训和交通。
That is the New Testament ministry.
这就是新约的执事。
That's the word.
这就是神的话。
That's the spirit.
就是那灵。
That's all the New Testament ministry.
这就是新约的执事。
And how do you carry it out?
那你怎么实行这些呢？
All the saints from house to house.
那就是所有的圣徒挨家挨户。每一个都有份。
In the home, taking a meal with exultant joy.
挨家挨户，他们用存着
Yeah, and in that, you know, there's such a joy and expression of the enjoyment of the Triune God.
他们就对这位神啊，他们那个享受呢，就在这个欢耀的心、用饭的事上呢，彰显出来。
And then gospel got preached.
这样福音呢就传扬了。
Number got increased.
人数啊就增加了。
And then they all got shepherded, nourished and cherished.
牧羊也得着啊。 喂养跟顾惜
And then later on, the testimony is this: even when they were got persecuted,
结果他们的见证就是，即使他们后来受了逼迫，
they went everywhere with the word of God.
他们就到了各处呢，传扬神的话。
They are not refugees.
他们不是难民。
Neither economical or political refugees.
他们也不是这个政治上啊，这个经济上啊受逼迫的难民。
Outwardly, it seems to be that way.
很像外面啊，他们是这样的一般人。
But the inwardly is really the spreading of the word.
但是里面呢，他们是把神的话呢传扬了出来。
But that's based upon that kind of living.
但是这个是根据他们有那样的生活。
So they, wherever they go, they just bring that kind of living with them.
所以不管他们到哪里啊，他们就把那样的生活呢带到那个地方。
Then the word really according to God's way is that from Jerusalem, Samaria, Judea, to the utmost part of the earth.
照着神的话，这个蓝图就是他们从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到这地极。
So today the saints, we should do the same thing.
今天圣徒们啊，我们都该做一样的事情。
Yeah, just like in the beginning.
就像当初的时候。
This is the Lord's recovery.
这就是主的恢复。
Let's recover such kind of a church life.
让我们恢复啊这样的教会生活。
That is a day by day.
是天天的。
From house to house.
是挨家挨户的。
Continue steadfastly.
是坚定持续的。
In the apostles' teaching and the fellowship.
在使徒的教训和交通。
And then we can all participate in the, with exultant joy.
让我们一同啊，能够欢耀的啊。
And with the favor with all men.
得众人的喜爱。
Because what we have, this Christ, is the desire of all the nations.
因为这位基督啊, 乃是万国所羡慕的。
All the world is full of violence, full of, you know, conflicts and all these things.
所以这个世界啊, 它是满了这个强暴, 啊, 还有这些冲突, 充满了这些。
What's the solution?
这个答案是什么呢?
The only solution is the enjoyment of Christ.
这个唯一的答案就是对基督的享受。
Everybody want the peace.
人人都要平安。
Everyone want the joy.
人人要喜乐。
Be free from anxiety.
没有任何的顾虑。
The only solution is Christ.
唯一的答案是基督。
The only refuge is in the church life.
唯一的避难所乃是教会生活。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So this is how we go on in the church life.
这是我们在教会生活里怎么样往前。
Enjoy Christ all the time.
一直对基督享受。
Be in the word.
在神的话里。
Exercise our spirit.
操练我们的灵。
Amen. Open up our homes.
把我们的家打开。
Invite the saints.
请圣徒来。
Invite the neighbors.
把邻居请来。
And then we can eat together.
然后我们一同啊就吃饭。
Bring them into the fellowship.
把他们带进这样的交通里。
We'll find the favor with all men.
这样我们就要得众人的喜爱。
Amen. Well, I'll just give you a bit of my testimony.
我就讲一点我自己的见证。
You know, from the very beginning, I just opened a home because you know, this kind of fellowship or teaching is not just from today. 2,000 years ago, it's already in the Bible.
我就讲一下我的见证。 我把我的家打开，但是把家打开呢，不是现在才有的，其实2000年前啊，他们就把家打开了。
I mean, not us. I mean,
当然不是，this
practice has been 2,000 years.
这样开家的实行呢，是2000年前就开始了。
And I can say, you know, when I got saved, of course, I was a freshman in college.
当我得救的时候呢，我是大学一年级。
At the very beginning, you know, I didn't know much about this.
刚开始的时候，我得救的时候啊，我还不清楚这些。
But when I was in junior a year, I moved into, well, actually we started a brother's house.
在我这个大学第二年的时候呢，我们就开始了弟兄之家。
You may say it's the beginning.
您可以说那是一个开始。
From then on, as long as I was a single brother, I almost always in a brother's house.
从那个时候开始，我只要是单身的时候呢，我就是住在弟兄之家。
And we do open up the homes.
这个弟兄之家是把家打开的。
With the brother's house. actually. We do invite people over.
这个弟兄之家呢，就请别的人来。
You know, brothers can cook also.
这弟兄之家的弟兄们也可以烧饭的。
And I did, many others did.
我烧饭，那其他几个弟兄也烧。
I remember this time we came to Jacksonville for the conference.
这次我们来到这个 Jacksonville, 佛罗里达州
And later on, we drove to the south, and then this is the beginning of the Sloppy Joe.
然后我们就往南走到这个迈阿密。那个是这个有一种这个牛肉啊，碎牛肉的那个叫做 Sloppy Joe, 就有点像汉堡那样。
And I told my wife,
开始的地方。
I told my wife when I was a graduate student in San Diego.
我就跟我姊妹讲说，当我在读这研究院在圣地亚哥的时候
，I live with a group of young brothers who were in the Navy.
我跟一般年轻弟兄在一起，他们在在海军服役的，跟他们住在一起。
And then many times they say, "Let's cook sloppy Joe."
这些弟兄就说，哎，我们就吃这个 sloppy Joe。
And so sloppy Joe is deep in my mind.
所以这个 sloppy Joe 这个东西啊，就在我的脑子里面。
My point is that brothers can cook. We brothers house, we cook together.
所以弟兄之家也是烧饭的，所以我们大家一起弟兄们烧饭。
And they cook sloppy Joe.
他们就做专门做这个。
And they asked me to cook some Chinese food.
他们就要我烧些中国饭。
And I did.
我也烧了。
We all enjoyed together.
我们大家都一同享受。
And then we invite other people to come.
我们请其他的弟兄姊妹来。
It's joyful.
非常喜乐的。
So brothers, when you have a brother's house, and you can invite people cook a meal for them also.
所以如果在这里有弟兄之家的，你也可以请弟兄姊妹，你可以烧个饭给他们吃。
Open the home is just open wherever you live.That's your home.
把家打开就是，其实就在你住在哪里，就让你打开，就是那个就是开家。
Don't say, "Oh, I haven't married. I'm a single, so I don't have a home." You, of course, you do.
不要说你还是单身，你还没有结婚，所以你没有家。其实你住的地方就是你的家。
And last night, one brother mentioned about if you're high school or whatever, or you still live with your parents.
甚至高中生，你跟你父母一起住。
Well, that's where you live. That's your home.
那个就是你的家。
You can invite people to your home.
你可以请人到你的家里。
You know, when I was in high school,
当我在高中的时候
，Of course, I wasn't saved yet.
那时候我还没有得救。
But I can tell you, many of my friends they want to come to my home to have a meal with me.
我很多同学都想到我家里面来跟我。到我家来吃饭了。
Because my mother was a very, very good cook.
因为我妈妈很会烧饭。
They all like to come to my home.
所以他们就很喜欢到我家来吃。
And then my mother, of course, you know, like to entertain my friends.
当然我母亲很喜欢我的朋友来。
So you know, high schoolers, you can invite your friends to your home.
所以即使是高中生呢，你也可以请你的同学、
Share the gospel with them.
朋友到你家里面，把福音传给他们。
I'm sure your mother, your parents will welcome them.
我相信你的父母呢。也会很欢迎他们。
They would like to know who are your friends.
因为他们也想知道你的朋友是哪些人。
Yeah. So my point is that we all have a place to live. That's our home.
所以我的意思就是，我们每个人呢都有地方住。那你住的地方就是你的家。
And we can all open our homes.
我们都可以把我们的家打开。
Or go to other people's home.
或者到别人的家里。
Visit them.
去访问他们。
And share something together.
然后一同有些交通
，just overflow our joy，
把我们的喜乐呢洋溢出来，分享出来。
Yeah, we can all learn something.
我们都可以彼此学习。
You know, I can testify to you when I was in graduate school.
我也可以见证当我在读研究院的时候。
Yeah, one time I told my wife, I say, I invited some classmates over. In 1 hour, I prepared 4 dishes, 1 soup, all in 1 hour.
我就跟我姊妹讲说我请那些同学来。结果在一个钟头之内呢，我就烧了一大锅什么都在里面的。
四菜一汤。
四菜一汤。
With steamed fish, broccoli, chicken,
蒸鱼还有这个芥蓝牛。
Anyway, and my wife didn't believe me.
这个我妻子后来我妻子就不相信了。
And later on, I said, "Well, you can verify with them."
我后来就跟他讲，你可以问问我那些朋友。
And later on, she did verify.
后来我姊妹是也问了这些朋友。
Because I got married, she took over.
原因是我结婚之后呢，现在就是她烧饭。
I step aside.
我就
not get in the way.
站在旁边。
But when it's needed, I can do a little bit.
但是我一个人的时候，我还是可以做一点东西的。
Amen. My point is that we can all learn.
所以我的意思就是说，我们都可以学。
And once you have a heart for the Lord, everything is a joy.
你只要对主有心啊，所有你为主做的事情呢、啊，都是非常喜乐的事。
It's not a chore.
它不是一件呢、
or something I have to do.
不是你啊，必须干的活。
You know, whatever you, let me put it this way. I think last weekend, 2 weeks ago, Brother Andrew was here sharing about what's our gift, what's our talent.
上个星期，余弟兄在这里讲，就讲到我们什么是这个恩赐啊，什么是我们的恩赐。
Whatever your burden, you will have gift.
你只要有负担，你就有恩赐。
Because when you burden something, and then you will begin to learn.
因为你对这个一件事情有负担的时候呢，你就开始学。
Your heart is in there.
你对那件事情，你的心就在那件事情上。
Very soon you got perfected.
很快的呢，你就得着成全。
All depends upon your burden.
所以完全是根据你的负担。
I can testify, but my wife's here. It's okay.
我可以做见证。我姊妹在这里。
You know, before we got married or first married, actually I was a much better cook.
在我结婚之前呢，我是一个不错的这个，烧饭的哦。
But very soon, she far exceed me now.
但是很快的，她就比我烧的好的不知道多少倍。
Because she really have a heart.
因为呢，她是有心。
So now I would say, I told her you are almost at the master chef level.
对，我跟她讲，你是现在已经是很靠近了。那个正式大厨的那个阶段呢
？The only thing you have to come up with is your own special sauce.
那唯一的需要呢，就是你需要一个特别的那个佐料。
But we are not try to be the master chef as such.
不是我们大家都要做大厨。
But we do have a heart to serve the Lord.
但是只要我们有这个心来服侍主
，If you have a heart to serve in anything, everything.
你可以只要对任何事你有心服侍的时候。
Recently, I just read a message by Brother Lee.
最近我读到一篇李弟兄的信息。
You know, on the one hand, everyone have a special gift from the Lord. That's on the one side.
一面来讲呢，我们每一个人呢，都从主有得着我们特别那一份的恩赐。
Yeah, some in this way, some in service, some in administration, some in the gospel, and so forth. That's true.
每一个人都有他特别的那一份，或者服侍，或者是传福音。
That's sort of you may say on the scale 1 to 10. That's maybe on the 8, 9, 10th level.
这个就一到十这个程度来讲呢，你主给你的那特别的一份呢，你可能是第八、第九这个程。
Yeah, the high level.
很高。
But on the other side is that we all can learn to function almost in everything up to the 7th level.
但是在其他呢，不是你的专长的部分呢，你都可以学，学到一个程度呢，你不到八九呢，你是到七都可以的。
And it's more than enough to take care of some practical needs.
当你这样被成全到七的时候呢，那这个实际的需要的应付呢，你都可以。
So this is why I read just recently, because recently in this standing order, there are some books which was not published before, they're gradually coming out.
这是李弟兄从前的信息过去呢没有出版的，因为我有这个基本定付这个书就来了，我就读到这样的信息。
And one passage says, all the brothers, serving brothers, you have to learn to do everything.
其中的一项他就讲到，他说所有在服侍的弟兄们你应该每一样都学。
Yeah, this was actually now looking back, indeed, this was what I learned while in Taiwan. This followed Brother Lee's leading.
我回头看了，当我在台湾的时候呢，我根据这个李弟兄的他的带领呢，我就是这样学的。
In a way, well, when I was first got saved,
在我刚刚得救的时候
，Yeah, all through the years,
然后以后的许多的年
，You may say in terms of the service in the church life, I served almost in everything.
就着召会这个服事来讲呢，我几乎在召会里面所有的服事里面呢，我都服事过。
I serve in the nursery.
我服侍过在婴孩。
First level, toddlers, and then in the, you know, the lower level, middle level, or the elementary school.
幼稚园、小学、中学、大学。
I serve the junior high.
小学、中学、
I serve in high school.
高中。
I serve in college.
大学。
I serve in district.
我在这个区里面服侍。
And the whole church and so forth so on.
也在整个教会里面服侍。
So I know every level how what's the situation.
所以我每一个阶层呢，我都服侍过，我知道这个情形。
I can tell you the junior high is the hardest.Hardest ones.
我可以告诉你啊，这服侍初中是最难的。
I don't want to get into detail. So my point is, this is on the, I serve in the gospel, I serve in the clean arranging, I serve in the gardening, I serve in the maintenance, plumbing, electrical, and so forth.
所有这些叮咛，所有这些这个很多这些服侍啊，这个无论是这个花园啊，这个修理的东西啊。所有这些细节的很多的项目我都服侍过。
When you serve in this way, you put yourself into it.
当我们这样服侍的时候呢，其实你就是把自己摆进去。
And you learn.
你就会学到。
If you have a heart, you learn fast.
只要你有心你就学得很快。
Not only you learn fast, actually, you have new insight.
然后不单是你学得快呢，你也会学得懂这个窍门。
Yeah, then you can help the younger ones.
那你学的时候呢，你就可以帮助年轻的。
And you know the real situation, so when you really coordinate with others in different areas, you know how one should coordinate together.
你知道这个真正的情形，当你跟别人配搭的时候呢，你就知道怎么跟他们配搭。
Everything you never done it looks like all easy.
在这个你没有做之前呢，你看见所有的服侍，你会觉得，这些都很简单的。
And then you will say, "What's the matter with you?"
那你就会说，这个人怎么这个样子
？Why it take you so long?
为什么你做了这么久才做好
？How come you don't get this done yet?
或者你们做了半天还没有做好
？But once you have done it yourself,
一旦你自己做了
，you know everything is not easy.
你就会发现每一件事情其实不是那么简单。
Then you know how to coordinate with others.
你这样学过之后呢，你跟别人配搭你就容易。
And you know which area they need help.
你也知道在哪些方面呢，他们需要帮助。
This is you may say, on the side remark is that saints who have a heart, we can do everything.
换句话说呢，只要圣徒们你有心你都可以做。
Especially, I'm speaking to the younger ones.
特别是跟这个年轻人说的时候。
When I was young in the college, I just give myself to the church.
当我在读大学的时候呢，我就把我自己呢摆在这个教会生活里。
And what will the leading brother say? I just do it.
教会里面负责弟兄怎么讲，我就怎么做。
I don't have a choice.
我没有自己的选择。
I don't have preference.
我也没有自己的偏爱。
And whatever the Lord put me through the brothers, that's where I am.
弟兄们把我摆在哪里呢？我就在那个地方服侍。
I will try my best to learn it.
我就在那一个服侍上面来学习。
This is how we experience. By the one who empowers me, I can do all things.
这个我们就借着那加我们能力的呢，就凡事都能做。
Do not have your own choice.
不要有你自己的选择。
The Lord knows what He's doing.
主知道他在做什么。
He is perfecting you.
主在成全我们。
He is breaking your natural bounds.
他把我们的天然的那个局限呢破开。
Many times we think we have certain strengths in certain area.
我们可能以为我们在这一个方面呢，我们有能力。
And sometimes if you got to stop that, actually that's a perfecting to you.
如果你被那个限制住的话呢，其实你是得着了成全。
So you will not do anything, everything in a natural way.
这样呢，你就不照着你的天然来做。
And the other side, sometimes you really, really don't want certain things.
有些情形呢，就是你实在不愿意做那一方面的事。
And then, if the Lord puts you there,
如果主把你摆在那一件事上
，and then you apply yourself to it,
你把自己非常的用心来做这件事。
And then again, that will get out our natural realm.
这也就会把我们从天然的里面带出来。
To put it in another way, don't stay in your comfort zone.
另外一种讲法就是不要把你自己摆在一个很方便很舒适的一个地方。
Then you can be enlarged.
所以我们这样就会得着扩大。
And don't think, oh, the brothers, don't understand me. They should not do this. I don't feel good about this. I don't feel good about that. And so I may be embarrassed, those kind of things.
比如说这个弟兄不了解我，所以也不应该把我摆在这里。我在这样的情形里面，我就会变得很尴尬。
And only through this, actually, we got our capacity that will be enlarged.
其实就是在这样的情形里，我们的度量就被扩大。
You will be become much, much more useful.
你就在主的手里啊，更加有用。
This vessel can be enlarged.
所以这个器皿呢，就得主扩大。
And when you do something, you know you are not doing by your natural ability.
你也就知道，你不是凭着你天然的能力啊。来服侍。
You need to depend on the Lord.
你需要依靠主。
You need to depend on the body.
你需要依靠身体。
You need the other members to help you.
你也需要其他的肢体来帮助你。
So all these kind of things.
所以所有这种的情形。
We can get this kind of blessing only in the church life.
我们只能够在召会里面呢，能够得着这样的祝福。
The nowhere you have this kind of opportunity, be able to be perfected.
在其他任何的情形里，你没有这样的机会呢，来得着成全。
And this is really the way to experience.
这是我们呢经历得着经历的方法。
I can do all things by the one who empowers me.
在那加我能力者的里面，我凡事都能做。
You really want to experience this? Put yourself in the church life.
你要这样的经历的话呢，你要把你自己摆在召会生活里。
When the church blows certain trumpet, we need to do certain things.
当召会全整个召会呢，在这里吹号，要怎么样往前的时候呢？要做什么事的时候呢？你就把自己摆进去。
Yeah, really apply yourself to it.
就把你全能摆进去。
You will see how the Lord will bless you.
你就会发现主怎么祝福你。
Don't complain.
不要埋怨。
Don't murmur.
不要里面嘀咕。
When the stone got cut, there's no noise.
这样这个石头被切割的时候，
Then you got to build up.
然后你自己需要得到建造。
We also got to build together.
我们也需要彼此建造。
Amen. Now this particular applied to many, many things. All kinds of things is this way.
这可以应用在很多的事上。
You know, number one is in terms of open up the homes.
这可以应用在把家打开的事上。
You may have 10,000 reasons why you cannot do it.
你可能有10,000个理由你不能做这件事。
Just forget about those reasons.
把你这个理由全部放在一边。
Just follow it.
就是跟着照
顾的负担。And see how the Lord will change you.
看主怎么改变你。
Will enlarge your capacity.
也扩大你的度量。
Will free you from all those bondage.
也把你从所有的捆绑的里面得着释放。
Amen.
Amen.
So in all this, Amen. So that we can all be built together.
这样我们就可以都被建造在一起。
So in the New Testament again,
在新约里
number one,
第一
is that we need to be in steadfastly in the apostles' teaching and the fellowship.
我们第一就是需要在使徒的坚定持续在使徒的教训。
That's the content.
这个是内容。
You know, that's intrinsic.
这是内在的。
And then our cooperation is from house to house.
那我们跟主的配合就是挨家挨户。
And we participate in it.
我们一同的有份。
And we are the first one who get the blessing.
那我们就是第一个得着祝福的。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I think maybe Michelle will stop here and You know, I can just testify, my opening my home, that's the best blessing for me.
我可以做见证，就是我把家打开啊，第一个得着祝福呢，就是我自己。
Actually, you open your home, other people come to your home. Many times I got acquainted with all these ones baptized in my house's bathtub.
很多时候呢，到我家来的呢，他们在我家受浸呢，好像都是我做的。
And actually, of course, it's not.
实际上呢，其实不是我做的。
I just provide a place.
我不过是把我家的澡缸打开来。
And the Lord pouring the blessing.
主就把祝福倾倒了。
Through the saints.
借着圣徒的来。
We pray together.
我们一起祷告。
We labor together.
一起劳苦。
You know, we all have a share.
所以我们一同有份。
But opening up the home.
把这个家打开。
I certainly got a blessing.
我得着祝福。
My children got a blessing.
我小孩子也得祝福。
And the house is sanctified.
我这个家也成圣了。
You know, I'm just saying, you know, this kind of exercise.
我就是说这个我们这样的操练的时候。
You know, not only we have the promise of the life to come, but even today we already reap His blessing today.
我们不但有来世的祝福，我们今天呢已经就得着了。
Amen. There are many things we really got blessed. Our children, you know, they are not isolated.
我们很多方面呢、啊，这个家就得着
祝福。Their heart was
enlarged. 我们的小孩，他们就不独立，不孤独了。他们呢， yeah. 他们呢也被扩大了。
Yeah, you don't want the children, you know, to have an isolated life, right?
啊、我们都不愿意我们自己的小孩呢，啊、在非常的孤单的啊、独立的、单独的长大。
Yeah, in Chinese, called 宅男宅宅女。I don't know how to translate this in English. Anyway, we want our children to be sociable, don't you?
我们都希望我们的小孩子呢，长大呢，他跟呢人能够
very sociable.
来往。
And that will help them to develop in a normal way, psychologically, humanly speaking, later on.You know, I know a lot of parents want their children to be successful in society, but if you're a sociable person, you're much more likely to be successful.
啊，这小孩子长大呢，他跟人能够有接触啊，向别人敞开呢，他在这个社会上呢，他也容易啊能够更多的容易成功。
You bring all kinds of blessing
to your family,
to your children.
各样的祝福啊，把祝福带给我们的家庭，也把祝福带给我们的小孩。
Yeah, this is just only you may say the temporal consideration.
啊，这个只是我们可以说就是这个暂时的、短暂的这个祝福都临到我们。
But that eternal purpose is just invaluable.
啊，但是对神永远的旨意呢，那个价值啊是不可以。
You can impart your children this kind of same vision to them.
你可以把这样的啊这个啊启示呢啊意象呢传给我们的下一代。
That's the best blessing.Or the best education, you may say, we can give to our children.
啊，这是最好的印象，最好的祝福呢，产业我们可以给我们小孩的。
Whatever you can give your children, outwardly speaking, only temporary.
所以外面我们可以留给小孩的呢，其实都是短暂的。
Let me put it this way: the best blessing we can give our children is really Christ Himself.
啊，真正的祝福其实我们可以给我们。有价值的祝福，我们可以给我们小孩呢，就是基督。
If our children are successful just from world evaluation,
啊，如果我们小孩子只是照着啊这个世界上的眼光啊，他们啊他们的价值观呢成功的话
，and then if they are not really going on with the Lord,
他们却没有跟主一同的往前的时候
，one day your children may blame you.
有一天呢，可能你的小孩会埋怨你。
Let me just put it in a simple way.
那我简单的说
This may be laugh, don't laugh about this, okay?
所以你们暂时不要笑着。
I'd rather my children to be an overcomer than a Nobel Prize winner.
我希望我的小孩啊，做得胜者，胜过做诺贝尔奖的得主。
It depends on which one you think what the blessing you can give to your children.
这是看你怎么想啊，你啊把这个祝福呢给你的小孩。
But that depends on our attitude.
所以跟我们的态度很有关系。
If we have that view,
如果我们有这个正确的这个眼
光 ，and then we can convey this to our children.
我们就可以把这个传给我们的小孩。
And our living, our priority,
在我们生活的里面，在我们的这个优先次序上
，our choices every day,
在我们的选择上，每天的选择上
，will reflect that.
我们是不是能够影响我们的小孩
？And so that will change their value.
这样就会改变他们的价值观。
Their view also.
也改变他们的眼光。
And this is what the brother Andrew was talking about. We cannot live a double life.
这就是余弟兄提到，我们的基督徒不能够过一个两栖的生活。
On the one hand, you know, we live in a certain way, but we hope our children live some other ways.
我们自己啊过一种生活，然后我们叫小孩呢过另外一种生活。
We have to really see the vision.
所以我们大家都需要有意向。
If we are absolute for the Lord, that's the best thing, and then we have to convey that to them.
当我们啊对主有这个意向的时候呢，对主绝对的时候呢，我们需要把这一个呢传输给我们的小孩。
And that's how we should live also.
这就是我们应该活的生活。
If we think preaching the gospel, building up the house of God is the most important thing in the whole universe,
当我们想到这个传福音，还在建造主的召会、主的居所
，then in our living,
世界上最好的事情。
And in our living, we should reflect that.
我们的生活中的时候呢，就应该把这种影响呢彰显出来。
We open the home, and then we don't consider all the costs.
所以我们开家的时候呢，就不会计较这个 花费怎么样。
And not only that, we may cut all the other things for this purpose.
我们反而会呢，把所有其他的放下来啊，专注于这一件事情。
This is not something of a, oh, I can do that if I have something remain.
这不是说我的小孩生是remain。
Only do that we have remained. In other words, we spend our money, this. If we have still something left over, then I will do this.
这个不是说我们这个家里面呢，这个其他的需要都应付了，我们还有剩下的呢，那我们就做这件事情。
This should be our first priority.
这应该是我们第一件该做的事。
You do this first.
你做这件事情
先。You have something left, you may do something else.
然后你做完这一件事情，你再做其他的事情。
If you don't have anything left, so be it.
如果你其他都不能做，就算了。
Because that's not important anyway.
因为那些反正不重要嘛。
And actually, we may be more sanctified.
反而我们可能更得着圣别。
Oh Lord Jesus, you know, I'm not saying this as a law, as a requirement.
我不是说这是一个律法。
We need to pray, Lord, open my eyes.
我们需要祷告主啊，开我们的眼睛。
To see the preciousness.Of Christ,
叫我们看见了基督无上的宝贝
and to see the value of God's eternal purpose.
看见了主这个神圣经纶的它的价值
then joyfully,
让我们就能够很喜乐的
we will sell everything to buy this treasure.
就像主讲的，我们变卖一切来买这一个
It all depends on our seeing.
所以这跟我们的眼光，跟我们看见我们的意象很有关系。
So we need to pray, Lord, open my eyes.
所以我们需要祷告，主啊，开我们的眼睛。
To see,
叫我们来看见。
How we should live,
我们该怎么样的生活
？What's the priority?
这个优先次序是什么
？What's that eternal value?
那个永远价值的是什么
？And then it's very gladly,
we will do. 就是欢然的变卖一切。
Yeah, and then it's a joy rather than.Something that forced upon us.
这样的话呢，我们就会非常喜乐的做这件事情。不是强迫的，别人强迫你来做什么事。
This will give us the strength.
这就叫你你有力量。
This will energize you.
这也能够叫你得着加力。
You know, whatever you really want to do, you always find the time and energy to do it.
你想做的，其实你总是找得到时间，找得到精力去做。
What you don't want to do, you always get tired.I don't have time. I don't have resources.
当你不愿意做的
，tens of excuses not to do it.
当你不愿意做的，总是找理由。我没有时间，我没有力量，我这个很累啊，这些。
I learned this from all my children.
我这个是跟我小孩学的。
Whatever they want to do, they argue with you with 10,000 reasons.
反正他们要做的，他总是有理由啊。
And later on, they don't want to do it. They have another 10,000 say why they don't want to do it.
当这个他们不愿意做的事情啊，他们有。同样的上万的理由，他们
It all depends on they want to do it, they don't want.
所以完全是根据他们要不要做。
Oh Lord, Amen. May the Lord really open our eyes.
愿主真正开我们的眼睛。
To see what He wants us to do.
来看见了他要我们做什么。
And that kind of vision will grip us.
这样的意象就会抓住我们。
And then with all the joy, we're happily doing it.
这样我们就满了喜乐的，我们非常高兴的来做这些事情。
So I would say all the we Christian living is a joyful life.
所以我说我们基督徒生活呢是满了喜乐的生活。
It's not a grumbling life.
不是一个总是埋怨的。
Or murmuring life. Or unwillingly.
不愿意的过了一个基督徒生活。
Our Christian life should be a joyful life.
所以我们基督徒生活呢应该是满了喜乐。
Our situation may be.You know, maybe busy, maybe hard, and so forth. The inwardly is always joyful.
虽然我们外面呢可能非常忙碌、非常艰难，但是里面呢总是满了喜乐。
It's really that the Lord said, for the joy that's set before us, we despise everything else.
这就是主讲因着摆在他面前的喜乐呢，他就忍受了一切。
Amen. Amen. I think I should stop.
我觉得我应该停在这里。
Yeah. Ask a question.
Yeah.
他要问一个问题。
Not a question, just an allusion. Is a,
不是一个问题
more testimony on when you were a graduate student.
Mm-hmm.
Were you trying to go to conferences or trainings
mm-hmm.
and open your homes and your experience?
Okay.
就是我们弟兄
Another portion is when you were working in Northwestern.
Mm-hmm.
How do you open a brother's house and hosting so many brothers
mm-hmm.
Living together? So those two. Two period of time.
Okay.
Hopefully you can give more testimony.
感谢我们的弟兄啊，给更多的见证啊，讲到他在弟兄之家怎么会这么多弟兄跟他一起住一起，还有在弟兄家之家的时候啊，怎么能够找出这个时间呢、啊？参加特会啊，训练呐、啊，啊，请我们弟兄啊，在这个大学，在西北大学的时候呢，他那段的时间的经历。还有就是在这个李弟兄啊，常常有特会啊，但是他养了五个小孩。
Okay, the two
part. 五个小孩去参加特会训练。
啊。Okay, he was going to all the conferences of Brother Lee and trainings, but always with the five kids going with him.
Okay, this now become two parts, become three parts now.
现在是三个问题，不是两个问题。
Okay, number one is when I was a graduate student.You all know that graduate students are very busy, and also their advisor, now the common name called them boss, and very demanding.
就刚才提到就讲我在研究院的时候呢，怎么样的情形？那研究院他总是有这个研究指导教授嘛，指导教授也就是你的老板。
I was brought up in the church life, go to all the meetings.
我在教会生活里面开始的时候呢，我得救以后就是去所有的聚会，这是没有问题的。
Maybe like brother, you know, in Taiwan, they all know that once the meeting time comes, you drop everything.
这个在从台湾来的弟兄啊，可能都知道这个情形。反正聚会一开始了，要聚会了，你就把所有其他事情放下来，
yeah,
去聚会。
That's always the first priority.
所以那总是第一优先。
So we just continue that when I was in the graduate school at the UC San Diego.
这个就是我的情形。当我在这个研究院，在这个圣地亚哥读研究院的时候
，I still go to all the meetings, prayer meeting, Saturday meeting, Lord's Day meeting, and so forth. Locally in San Diego,
我就在这个圣地亚哥的那里召会呢，这个祷告聚会然后这个星期六的聚会、主日的聚会，我都去。
And at that time, this is in the early 70s, and Brother Lee will have conferences in many different places.
那是在1970年代，李弟兄在不同的地方他都会有特会。
And then, in California, we all just went.
那时候他圣地亚哥是在加州，所以他们就在研究院的时候，他们也都去参加。
I remember one time, Brother Lee had a conference in Berkeley.
有一次这个。李弟兄在这个伯克莱在那里有特会。
This weekend conference about 8 hours driving from San Diego to Berkeley.
那就是周末的特会，所以从这个圣地亚哥到伯克莱要开车八个小时。
So I still remember a bunch of us we just jump in the car Friday, drive all the way to Berkeley.
我就记得那个时候我们这一帮年轻人就到这个车子里面，我们就开车八个小时呢，就去参加这个伯克莱的特会。
And then Lord's Day evening after the meeting nine thirty, we drove all the way back.
然后呢，主日九点多聚会完了，我们八个人就进车子里面就开回伯克莱。
And arrive in San Diego about 6 or 7 in the morning.
我们回家到的时候呢，就是早晨六七点。
I went back to school. All the brothers just go to work.
那我就上学了其他弟兄们就去工作去了。
That was the church life.
那个就是我们那个时候的召会生活。
Everybody was joyful.
所有的弟兄们都非常喜乐。
And not only that, all the way, which is a fellowship, what the brother shared.
一路上呢，我们就交通了李弟兄呢，这个释放的信息。
And so, Brother Lee, of course, that time they have a winter training, summer training.
那时候李弟兄也有这个冬季跟夏季的训练。
Those days, Brother Lee had 10 days.Summer and the winter training, not 6 days.
那个时候这个冬夏季的训练呢，它不是这个七天，它是这个十天，每天三场。
And three messages a day. Brother Lee was very, very energetic.
那个时候他很有这个
And not only that, those days, you know, these days we have a schedule, right? When the time we say the meeting has to finish.Those days, possibly just keep going on and on and on.
现在呢，我们有这个时间的时间表，信息的时间开始结束。那个时候，李弟兄他信息一开始他就什么时候结束就什么时候结束了。
You never know when you're gonna finish.
你总是不知道他什么时候结束。
Anyway, everybody's joyful.
大家都非常喜乐。
And but then, you know, in the summertime, in winter time, and then we will have to do the research.
当然这个冬天的夏天的时候呢，我们研究生呢需要做研究。
So we will just tell our advisor, you know, to say, you know, this is the time come, I have to go to some place, and then I have to get away for 10 days.
那个时候我们就跟我们指导教授讲，我们时候到了，我们有这个训练，我们要十天呢不来。我们要参加这个训练。
My advisor is a Jew.
我那个时候指导教授是个犹太人。
They asked me, what are you studying?
他说你们去研究什么？
Well, sometimes the Old Testament, sometimes the New Testament. I just tell them.
有时候我们是旧约，有时候新约。
And I just say, well, I have to go.
我就跟这个指导教授讲，我必须去。
And you know, you can cut my pay because I'll be away for 10 days.
你可以少付我十天。
Yeah, and then I need to go.
我就必须去。
So actually, you know, they actually very much respect. I tell him my testimony, how I got saved, I become a Christian, and so forth.
我就对这个指导教授做见证，我怎么得救的，我怎么相信主耶稣的。
What I learned is that, you know, if you present it in a good way, they respect you.
我所学到的就是你很合适的把这个跟指导教授讲的时候呢，他反而会尊重你。
And so after I presented all this and so forth, the next time comes, and he asked me, okay, when is period time you have to go?
下一次呢，他就反过来问我，你是哪一段时间要走啊？
So he can plan.
这样呢，他就会安排。
So my point is this, you know, we have to be bold.
我的意思就是说，我们要胆量大。
And to present what's our priority.
把我们的先后次序呢，摆出来。
And of course, we have to be a faithful and a good worker also.
当然，我们也需要是一个非常信实、很好的一个工作者。
We have to have a good testimony, not sloppy.
我们需要不是懒散的，是一个勤谨的人。
And the people always respect you.
这样的时候，人总是尊敬你。
They may not like you, but they respect you.
他们可能不喜欢你，但是他会尊重你。
There may be different opinions. That's okay.
别人对你可能有不同的意见，那是他的事。
So you know, throughout my graduate school, it's always that way.
所以我所有的研究院的那一段时间呢，就是这样的情形。
And when I graduated, I got my first job is Northwestern University.
等我毕业之后，我得的第一个工作就在这个西北大学。
And after 1 year, I you know, once I got there, I bought a boarding house.
在我到那边一年之后呢，我就买了一个住宿的一栋房子。
Because I really have the burden for the gospel on the campus.
因为那时候我对这个学校校园的福音呢很有负担。
Because this is a 1975.
这是1975年的
时候。And since 1973, Brother Lee had the burden to go to campuses.
在1973年的时候呢，李弟兄对这个校园呢就很有负担。
So church in Chicago, and they at that year they said really want to spread and have a gospel work, started at the Northwestern.
那是芝加哥的大学，芝加哥的教会呢就对这个大学校园的福音啊非常有负担。
A leading brother, Bill Barker, he lives in Evanston.
这个 Bill Barker 这位负责弟兄呢，他就住在那个 Livingston 那个城里面。
So I went there.
所以我就到那边。
And actually, just a side remark, I actually had the 5 offer that time.
在那个时候我同时呢，其实我有5个工作的机会。
You know, many of those include Berkeley, Princeton, among others.
那时候在 Berkeley 大学或者在普林斯顿大学呢，都有他们。
But I choose to go to Northwestern.
那个时候我的选择呢是到这个西北大学。
There's a good reason, mainly for the gospel.
这个主要的原因呢，就是为着福音，校园的福音。
So for that, you know, I bought a boarding house. Boarding house, you probably know, is a big house, got a lot of students living there. And it turned out the reason I can buy that is really the Lord's sovereignty.
我就买了那一栋房子呢，那栋房子是住宿的，所以有很多的同学住在那栋里面。
Because
我能够买那栋房子的原因呢？
Let me skip that. That part of the history. The key is that I bought it.
要点呢，其实就是我买了那栋房子。
And I have to spend quite a bit of money to fix it up.
其实我买了以后呢，我需要花一笔钱呢，把这个房子修好。
Yeah. Anyway, so then very quickly, I have about, on the average, maybe around 10 brothers staying with me.
所以在那里呢，就平均就是一直有十个人左右啊，弟兄们啊住在那里。
The location could not be better.
那个是非常好的一个一栋房子，这个地点非
常好。In front of my this street called the Fast Street.
在那条路叫 Fast Street 那条街。
To my left, about two blocks is the train station.
两条街呢就是一个火车站。
They call the L elevated.
那它是比较
Chicago
高一点的。
Anyway, and then.Two blocks to my right, that's my where my office is.
这两条街过往右呢，就是我工作我的工作的办公室。
And the right behind my house is the student dorm.
在我后面呢，就是学校的宿舍，学生宿舍。
And you know, with that many brothers, my house is open house.
因为住的弟兄们住那里呢，这个家总是打开的。
To the brothers, you can bring friends anytime, any time.
所以这个弟兄们住在那里呢，他随时可以把同学带来。
And so my wife really become a good cook.
在那个时候呢，我的姊妹呢就变成非常会烧饭的一个姊妹。
All the brothers except the one are all Caucasians.
其他的所有的住在那里的同学呢，除了一个之外呢，其他都是在美国的白人。
Yeah. The one Chinese is a brother 周祖树。Some of you know him. He's in
唯一的这个不是白人的，就是在这个纽泽西周祖树弟兄。
Yeah. Anyway, we brought in a lot of very, very good young people.
所以我们那个时候得着很多非常好的年轻人。
Many of them become full-time.Full timers and our leading brothers.
他们很多人后来今天都是负责弟兄，都是全都是同工。
So I live on the first floor.
我住在第一层。
Actually, I live on the porch.
其实我住的第一层是在这个走廊上面的。
Porch is not the corridor, 不是走廊，那个阳台。
阳台。
Porch.
阳台的，我想不是打开的阳台啊。
Yeah, it's just enclosed. Okay, enclosed the porch.
四面有墙的。
Yeah, because the first floor you have a kitchen, you have a living room, dining room, and your bathroom. Everything just taking up the main part. So my wife and I will live on the front porch.
所以一楼因为有这个厨房客厅这个所有这个洗手间还有其他的房间。
Like the second floor are all the brothers.
他们就住在这个阳台。
Probably got a five or more bedrooms on the second floor.
二楼大概有五个睡房。
And the third floor, which is a bit narrower, have another family live there.
然后在三楼呢，还有另外一个家庭住在那。
Some of you may know Jim Oscar and his wife.
可能有弟兄知道，他就是 Jim Oscar 这个。
And there's a few other bedrooms up there.
楼上还就三楼还有这个卧房。
Yeah, we just opened the home.
我们就把家打开。
And actually, after a while, my house became de facto hotel for the church in Chicago.
我的房子后来就变成芝加哥的这个旅馆，召会的旅馆。
Whenever a visitor come, they always say, "Brother, Kishin, can they stay in your home?"
反正有人来访问的时候呢，他就打电话给我，克欣弟兄，你家里可不可以接待啊？
The one time, there's another brother from California. He came for the training by IBM for 3 months.
那时候有个弟兄从加州来，他是 IBM 送来参加训练的。
I still remember his name. His name is Michael Russell.
这位弟兄他叫做 Michael Russell.
And he has a wife and two kids.
他来的时候呢，除了他姊妹之外，妻子之外，还有两个小孩。
They all stay with me also.
他们也跟我们住在一起。
So at a certain time, we have three families.
所以有时候我们那栋楼有三个家庭
and ten brothers.
再加上十个位弟兄
So the dining table we have to expand to two dining huge dining table.
所以我们开饭要两个大桌
But it's a glorious church life.
这是非常荣耀的召会生活
And we really have a very good time.
我们在那一段时间非常的美好
And my career was not very good.
那时候我工作的情形不是很好。
I went there with a three-year contract. And then after 3 years, excuse me, they did not renew my contract.
过了三年呢，他们就停了我这个约，就
which is okay.
啊，也没有问题。
My attitude is always this.
我的态度是这样。
Well, we all need to work. We have a job. That's good. That's fine. That's need.
我们都需要工作，我们有一个工作是很好。
But we are not here for our job.
啊，但是我们在这个地上呢，不是为着我们的工作。
My attitude is always this. Lord, I want to serve you first.
啊，我的态度总是主啊，我要第一要服侍你。
And I do have a burden to serve the Lord on the campus.
啊，我是有一个在校园来服侍主的心愿。
But as a consecrated person, it's not me.To do these things.
啊，作为一个奉献的人呢，不是我来做这件事情。
I just pray to the Lord. This is my burden. I'm willing.
我只告诉主啊，这是我的负担，我是愿意的。
And I will do my best to accomplish it.
啊，我愿意尽我的力了，来成就这件事情。
But the church life is always the first priority.
啊，所以这个教会生活呢，它是第一优先的。
You can never say, "Okay, let me finish this, then I can do serve the Lord."
我们不能说啊，我们先做完我们要做的事情，然后我们才来服侍主。
Let me finish this, then I will serve you.
我把这件事情做完了，我再来服侍你。
Our attitude is we always serve the Lord.
我们的态度应该是先服侍主。
Then if the other things will come along, that's good.
然后呢，那件事情需要做，我们可以该做的，那我们做很好。
If not, I will do something else.
如果这件事情工作停了，那我就做另外的。
I'm still serving the Lord.
我还是服侍主。
There's a hymn, in the hymnal.
在我们的诗歌本里面有一首诗歌。
Well, I cannot remember the number, but the content is very simple. It says, "Lord, if I love you, it is now."
那个诗歌的词语就是“主耶稣，我爱你，是现在”。
If it now you cannot do it, you can never do it.
如果你现在不能服侍主，你就不能够服侍主。
Because you always have something coming in.
因为你总是有别的事情。
You finish one thing, another thing will come.
这件事情做完，还有别的事情。
And then when that finish, another thing will come.
那件事情还没做完，可能另外一件事情又来。
You can never say, "Let me finish my education, then I can do that."
你不能说我这个学业完的时候呢，我就来服侍你。
Well, when you finish that, and then you get married.
你可能学业完了，你就结婚了。
Oh, let me pass my honeymoon, then I do it.
你说我过了度了蜜月呢，我再来服侍。
And then you got a job, and got this, you got kids, and so forth. Never ends.
然后你有个工作，你有个小孩了，那你这个不能了的。
Our human life is this: it's like a pharaoh always trying to eat up all your time.
我们这个人，我们这个人在地上的生活呢，总是这样。这个就像有法老在那里啊，总是把你的时间所有你的时间都吃掉。
So our attitude is always, "Lord, it's now. I want to serve you."
我们的态度应该是，主啊，是现在，我愿意服侍你。
I don't know about tomorrow.
我不知道明天如何。
Tomorrow is in your hand.
明天是在你的手里。
We trust in the Lord for His provision.
我们啊。为着我们的需要呢，我们信靠主。
And I can testify to you, the Lord is faithful.
我可以向你们见证，主是信实的。
And in all these things, we can really experience the Lord in various degrees. He is the one who calls things not being as being and give life to the dead.
主是叫死人复活，称无为有的。他在所有这些事上他都是信实的。
And in that kind of a glorious church life.I always remember that.
在那样荣耀的教会生活里，我总是记住这样子这句话。
Yesterday, Peter was saying to Brother Chin, "You know, you have some young people. They asked about how many people? 80. So they prepared 120 or something, and then don't have enough food."
昨天是余弟兄在跟那个秦志弟兄讲，说是他会不会有多少人要预备多少食物。讲说120个人，但是不管你怎么预备，80
you have 80 people.
但是到后来还是不够。
That means young people eat a lot.
欢迎说年轻人他的胃口很好的。
So I had 10 brothers, your college brothers,
live with me. 大学这个 同学学生呢、啊、跟我住在一起。
They seem to have infinite appetite.
他们的胃口啊是无底洞。
And they like to eat steaks. There's a Middle Western, you know, potato and meat.
他们吃这个洋芋跟这个牛排。
So we have to supply a lot of steaks.
所以我们要给他们很多牛排吃。
Eventually, buying the steak gets a bit tedious. We went to the Iowa countryside. We bought the whole cow.
到后来了，这个买牛排很麻烦，我们就到爱阿华州，就去把一头牛都买了。
We rent a locker, the freezer locker.
啊，就是它是放冰冻的。
And then when we need, the sisters just go there to get the steaks.
在这个冰冻的里面，在当我们需要的时候，姊妹就去拿，把这个牛肉、牛排拿过来。
Amen. Okay, now go on to this. You know, later on we do have many children.
我们后来是有
actually five
小孩啊，有五个小孩。
But as I say, you know, later on, actually, the Lord led me to the University of California, Riverside.
后来呢，主就把我带到这个加州的 Riverside 河边公园，
河边大学。Which is about our drive to Anaheim.
离这个安娜汉大概一个小时的车程。
And the early days, you know, Brother Lee have a Friday night ministry station.
那个时候呢，李弟兄在周五晚上有这个执事的信息。
He will share something, and then, actually, again, we still do the same. We just all go there.
那其实那个时候我们就像从前做的一样，我们大家都去。
And for that purpose, actually, we actually bought a first Dodge minivan.
那个时候，我们就买了这个大吉这个汽车公司的这个小的这个七人座的这个小的 van.
But that van is a conversion van.
那个是有变
in other words, those seats are specially made. You can make it flat, and the whole back is flat. It bends.
所以那个是特别定做的，所以所有的椅子呢，可以倒下来啊，就变成平的。
Why do we do that?
我们为什么这样做呢
？And because we want to take all the children with us.
因为我们带小孩去。
And so in the way on the way there, they sit in the back.
所以在我们呢去参加这样的聚会的时候呢，他们就坐在背后面。
And then when we come back,
当我们回来的时候呢
，we actually take them to the bathroom, brush their teeth, and then when all get back, they all sleep.
在回程的时候呢，我们就叫他们去用完洗手间，刷好牙呢，他们就在后座睡觉了。
When they get home, we just take them one by one to their bed.
到家的时候呢，再把他们一个一个抬进他们的卧房。
They still remember that.
他们还记得那段时间。
It's glorious.
是非常荣耀的。
And they grew up just fine.
他们长大也非常的好。
There's no such thing the children has to be bed by 8.
就是说，在美国他们讲这个小孩子八点钟一定要上八点钟上床啊是没有这样，其实不需要这样。
They get bed to 10, it's just fine.
他们十点钟啊上床了也没有问题。
So anyway, that's our church life.
这就是我们的教会生活。
It's glorious church life.
荣耀的教会生活。
No one suffer.
没有人呢受苦。
Actually, we got all the blessing.
其实我们得着所有的祝福。
My point is this.
我的点是。
The word is real.
这个主的话是实际的。
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
我们要先求神的国和神的义。
The Lord knows what we need.
主知道我们的需要是什么。
All these things, whatever we need, the Lord will add it to you.
所有我们的需要呢，照着主的话呢，先求他的国、他的义，其他的都要加给我们。
But for us to experience, to make this word in the Bible experiential to us, you got to be able to step into it.
但是要这个话成为我们的实际、我们的经历呢，我们就需要把这个话呢应用出来，愿意这样的尝试。
You have to give the Lord opportunity to fulfill His word in you.
我们都需要让主有机会照着他的应许，他来成就这个话。
If you want to take over yourself, take care of this yourself, you can.
如果你要凭着你自己的来应付所有这些需要，你不可能的。
But you will be on your own.
因为你会凭着你自己，你就自己做这件事情。
You will lose, you will miss the experience of the Lord.
你就不能够啊。你就失去了经历主的机会。
By faith, you step into it.
我们必须要凭信踏出这一步。
And then you will see how the Lord is living to you.
你就会看见了、啊，主是真是又真又活的。
And you'll see how the Lord is faithful to His word.
你也会看见了、啊，主对他的话是信实的。
Amen. My wife can give some testimony on this aspect, especially she's here this time.
And actually, 可以做见证。
Actually, I should say, you know, all this, my living without her.It's impossible.
我刚才所讲的呢，其实没有她的话都是不可能的。
In American way, she's the better half.
用美国话来讲啊，她是这个成就这件事情两半的更好的一半。
Let me get her a microphone or something.
好，对，太好了。
他有一个，
这个会不会方便？
就放在
那，这要关掉，要不然的话会干扰。要讲中文还是讲英文？
我讲中文，他翻译英文，好吗
？OK，
可以啊。我们有多少时间呢？
你说吗
？OK。
How much time？
我就讲重点好了啊！感谢主给我有机会。
So the Lord giving me the opportunity
到这里来做见证。
To come here to give my testimony.
所以就要看到。
To see.
实在是一个不是怎么样，什么都不能，什么都不会的人也能够服侍主。
The one who cannot do anything, who is nothing, can still serve the Lord.
Amen.
今天主给我们的带领是打开家。
Today, the Lord's leading is to open the homes.
从前，百年前，一百年前
，100 years ago,
是 missionary 到中国，到非洲。
Those missionary come to China, to Africa.
他们出了非常大的代价。
They paid a great price.
甚至还没有到达目的地，都死掉了。
Some of them, before they reached the destination, they died already.
他们是这样子的，为着主。
They are so much one with the Lord.
结果主也真的就是借着他们把福音在中国打开。
And the Lord through them opened the gospel in China.
我们看到他们很多人的故事，我们是非常的感动。
We are very, very moved and touched by their testimonies.
从小我和我弟弟他们，我们都很愿意侍奉主。
From our youth, my brother and my younger brothers, we are very willing to serve the Lord.
我们就以为就是要到非洲去。
We thought we're gonna go to Africa.
可是主没有那样的带领。
But the Lord did not have such a leading.
就还跑到美国来了。
We came to U.S.
好像这是非常舒服的地方。
This is a very comfortable place.
那我想我怎么服侍主呢
？And I was thinking, how am I gonna serve the Lord?
我们的负担就是要传福音。
Our burden is to preach the gospel.
为主带进建造的材料。
To bring in the material for the building for the Lord.
所以我就觉得我是欠福音的债。
So I feel I'm a debtor to the gospel.
那我怎么样传福音呢
Now, How do I preach the gospel then?
我的真理也不够装备。
I'm not so constituted with the truth.
我也不太会讲话。
I'm very short on the speaking ability.
但是呢，主就借着把我们家打开。
But the Lord through the open of our homes.
好像就有结果。
It seems there's a result.
这实在是太好了。
That's really super good.
不用到非洲，不用到什么封闭的国家。
Then we don't need to go to Africa or some backward country.
主把人带到美国来。
The Lord brought the lost people to U.S.
到我们附近。
To our neighborhood.
所以我们家打开。
So we opened the home.
这一点点的代价。
That little price.
实在是比起当初的 missionary.
To compare with those missionary in the early days,
太小了
it's very, very small.
但是好像结果还是挺好的
But the result seems to be fairly good.
这是主的路
This is the way of the Lord.
所以对我来讲
So to me,
这是我的优先顺序
This is my priority.
没有什么东西比这更值得做
Nothing is more worthwhile than this.
那我就讲一点那个我们刚开始的时候
when we get started,
我们孩子很小的
children are very young,
从小学到高中
from elementary school to high school,
我也工作。
I also work.
所以好像没有时间，没有体力，没有什么都没有。
It seems like I don't have time. I don't have the energy. I have nothing.
但是这个负担是在的。
But the burden is there.
我记得我常常要为了爱宴，我是从星期一就开始就要准备的。
Many times for the love feast, I have to prepare the beginning for Monday.
每天就准备一点，每天就准备一点。
Every day I prepare a little bit.
我每次买东西就会想到爱宴。
Every time I go shopping, I thought about the love feast.
我那是因为我第二天上班，通常我是要五点就要走的。
When I go to work, every day I have to get going by 5 a.m.
所以有的时候晚上做到半夜，因为白天也没时间嘛。
So because the day's time was occupied, I have to do things until the midnight.
所以半夜做的时候就只有我和镜子。
In the midnight,
窗子
and when I was working in the kitchen, only me and the window.
就在窗子里就看到我自己。
In the reflection in the window, I saw myself.
我就问我自己，你在做什么？
I asked myself, what are you doing?
这么晚了
，It's so late.
主真是给我一句话。
The Lord give me a word.
那个没有看见我的，却是爱我的，是有福的。
Those do not see me, but still love me, are those blessed.
这是小时候记得的圣经。
This is what I remember in the, when I was young, the verse.
所以我就有主的话，我就非常的喜乐。
So after the word of the Lord, I was very, very happy.
Yeah, 那个然后还有一次，我就是说没有体力，对，都是在晚上。所以有一次呢，我买了一个砖块的虾，就是四磅那种盒子的冷冻。
One night, because I don't have the time to do these things in the daytime, so I was in the evening, and I also bought a big box of shrimp.
Frozen shrimp.
Yeah.
那第二天要爱宴，所以非剥不可了。
The next day would be the love feast, so I have to shell it.
可是一天一周下来，星期四晚上好累哦。
But after a whole week, by the third night, I was very tired.
眼皮都睁，已经睁不开了。
I can hardly keep my eyes open.
那大概是晚上十一点吧。
It's already about 11 p.m.
然后我要正要剥虾的时候
，As I was sharing the shrimp,
我就想到我们教会有个操练。
I thought about this practice at that time.
我们每一个星期都要。告诉登记我们读了几篇的那个生命读经。
At that time, we are in the this life study, 1984.
是刚好那个时候我们的进度是在约翰福音大概十五到十七章的时候。
At that time, we progress to Gospel of John, chapter 15 or 16.
哎呀，眼睛都睁不开，我就想怎么办。
And I was so tired, how do you can keep my eyes open? So what shall I do?
哎，刚好那时候我们有那个 MP3 的，那把它挂上来。
So we have this MP3, those life study messages I put on my head.
挂起来就听。
And I was listening to the life study message.
我相信我听了三四天。
And I, for that period of time, I heard about three or four messages.
把虾子剥完了。
I shelled all the shrimp.
至少两个小时啊。
And it took about 2 hours.
一点都不累。
And I was not tired at all.
这个三一神的一在我里面。
The triune God is in me.
我老公已经睡觉了。
I was asleep.
我真想把他叫起来分享。
You really want to wake me up to share with me?
可是第二天五点钟还是要走。
But the next day morning, I still have to get up at 5 o'clock, go to work.
好，就收摊一下就睡觉了。
So I put everything aside, I went to sleep.
非常的喜乐
I was very joyful.
真的主这个就是将我们必死的身体活过来
This is the Lord give life to the mortal body.
这个真的主是非常信实的
The Lord is a faithful one.
我们要给主机会
We have to give the Lord opportunity.
我看起来是非常有活力的人
啊 It looks like full of energy.
这个实在也是就是借着享受主
This is by means of enjoying the Lord.
不是我自己天生就是这样。
It's not naturally this way.
感谢主给我们体力，然后还有就是没有时间嘛，因为我工作就没有时间。
And because I work and I don't have much time.
那你要星期五要爱宴。
And you have love feast on Friday.
爱宴是六点开始的。
Start of 6 p.m.
五点钟下才下班呢。
We just get off at 5.
从 LA 到我们 Riverside, 星期五下午是要开两个半小时的。
From Los Angeles to Riverside, in the Friday afternoon traffic, it takes about 2.5 hours.
那怎么办？
What shall we do?
我就一定要在星期五下午三点钟就要走。
I have to leave my office by 3 p.m. My office.
那当然，一定要就是平常就要跟老板就处得很关系很好，做得很好。
That means you have in the you have to have a good relationship with your boss.
Right.
对，那我讲啊，就有一次。
One time.
我们在做预算。
We are doing the budget.
反正就是很多细节不说
了。Many detail that I skip that.
那我老板叫我加班。
My boss want me work overtime.
不但是星期五、星期六、星期天、星期一都要，天天24小时。
Not only a Friday, but a Saturday, Lord's Day, all these hours have to work overtime.
但是我跟老板说。
But I told my supervisor.
我人生的目的最大的意义。
The meaning of my life.
就是要为着主的事情
is for the Lord's matters.
不知道他听懂没有？
I don't know whether he understand it.
他不高兴。
He was not happy.
但是没办法。
And he said, "Well, I don't know what to do."
你 do whatever you want.
你就照着你的做吧。
但是我在说整个周末啊，除了聚会的时间。
But the whole weekend, aside from the meeting time.
我是从早做到晚，从晚做到早。
I work all the time from morning to the evening, evening to the morning.
主也给我有智慧。
The Lord also give me the wisdom.
所以该做的都做完了。
Whatever I need to do, all get done.
这个在他里面一定是印象深刻。
This really impressed him.
不管这个老板后来调到哪一个部门
，Whoever this supervisor got to move into different departments，
只要是星期五碰到我
，Whenever he met me on Friday，
今天晚上有饭吃吗
？He said, "Do you have a meal in your home tonight?"
不是星期五就不会问。
If not Friday, he will not ask me。
最后他要退休了那一次
，And one time when he was retiring party，
最后一个 meeting，
at the last meeting。
我就想，哎，今天刚好是星期五，哎。
And that day was Friday.
他会提这个吗
？Is he going to mention this?
没有想到，还没有结束，他就说了。
And before the meeting was over,
他就对我说，今天晚上还有饭吃吗
？He was asking me, tonight do you have a meal?
当时那里有好十几二十个主管。
The many managers were about a couple dozen.
特别很奇怪。
They probably all feel strange.
替我解释了一下。
He actually explained for her what's going on.
所以到散会的时候，就人家还来握手，说你今天晚祝你今天晚上的这个 party 成功。
So after the meeting, many supervisors came to shake her hand and say, "Well, may your party tonight successful."
我的点在这里就是说，我们就像我刚刚我弟兄说的。
My point here is just as I was just saying.
我们站在我们的立场。
If we stand our ground,
告诉就说我们的工作，我们是很认真的做。
We are serious perform our work.
我们的当然我不知道每个人情形，但是我们的这个人家是会尊重我们的。
And they will respect us.
所以到了三点钟。
So by 3.
如果我还不走。
If I haven't leave yet.
他会来问的。
The supervisor come to ask you.
该走了吧。
Well, it's time to go yet.
而且后来再换老板。
When they change the supervisors.
我也不知道这个老板知不知道我的情形。
I don't know whether the new supervisor know my situation.
到时候人家说三点钟你要走吧。
And they will come to ask, well, by 3 you have to leave, right?
他们之间都已经就说这个人的特色就是三点钟要走。
So among the supervisors, they know this person have to leave by 3 Friday.
感谢赞美主。
Thank the Lord.
哎，我还要讲什么？哦，刚刚是说时间，并且还有什么？
这小孩子。
不是，我刚刚写了。哦，还有就是财力。
The finance.
就是说你打开家要花钱哦。
You open a home, you do have to spend money.
所以多年来。
So for many years.
我已经研究出一餐每一个人。
I also study to find out per person per meal.
差不多就是一块半左右，两块钱。
You have to spend about $1.50 to $2 per person.
是有那个方有方法有我都有记录都有这个写出来的。
And I write all this everything down to plan it, the in detail.
对对对，所以呢， 还有就是也不是我们自己做，刚开始的时候是自己做。
And at the very beginning, and then we did ourselves, but not all the time.
但是很多弟兄姊妹
，But many brothers and sisters,
福音朋友
，and even gospel friends,
他们不会就是说来吃的而已。
They will not just come to eat only.
他们很喜欢有贡献的。
They would like to have some contribution.
尤其是福音朋友
，especially gospel friends.
人家说我在这边做饭。
And,
欢迎你早点来。
And I'll tell them, you know, I'm doing the cooking. You're welcome to come earlier.
可以跟我们一起做。
And we can do it together.
那人家也很喜欢，就是说融入这个大家庭嘛。
And they would like to join this big family.
所以一定要想一些让他们能够做得很成功的事。
So we have to think of some project for them to be very successful.
觉得很有贡献。
They feel they have made real contribution.
这样子也有人就是这样受浸很少。
And there are many got baptized that way.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们不会是在自己里面做这么孤单的。
We will not do all these things by ourselves alone.
其实打开家最蒙福的是我。
And actually, to open up the home, the most blessed one is me.
而且我也学了很多那个怎么做的技巧。
And I also learned a lot of skills and how to do this.
弟兄姊妹、福音朋友都不吝啬的教给我。
And the saints among the gospel friends, they also generously teach me how to do these things.
感谢赞美主。
Amen.
Amen. 我们结果就变成靠福音养生。
And then we live by the gospel.
Amen. 所以呢，我们。见证就很简单，就是我们生活就是福音。
And our testimony is very simple. Our living is the gospel.
对，不是说，哎呀，我每天都要这个想怎么做，太辛苦了。
It's not
不是这样。
Oh, it's not all. It's so hard. Every day I have to think about how to do things.
这是很自然，现在已经融入我们的生活里。
It's very spontaneous. It's just built into our living.
所以这样也不累。
It's not tired.
很喜乐。
It's very joyful.
Amen. 好，还要讲什么？还有什么？
他刚才问的两个问题嘛，一个就是在那个 Evanston 的开家嘛，还有一个就是带小孩子去聚会，在车子里。
OK。
就讲这个。
在 Evanston 我们住的时候，是有最多是17个人一起的。
In Evanston, the peak is we have 17 people together.
所以主是教我怎么做做美国菜，事实上是。
The Lord was teaching me how to make an American dish.
对，所以我的一些技巧是从那时候就被成全了。
And many of my skills was perfected at that time.
感谢主，除了就是说我们吃一头牛。
We get the whole cow.
然后我会做牛排，我会做披萨。其实不是一个牛，不是全是牛排。
And I learned how to do the steak, but of course not the whole cow is a steak.
所以那个碎牛肉。
They are ground beef also.
就来做披萨。
And we made into pizza.
那个弟兄们不是吃很多吗
？And the brothers have a great appetite.
所以我们做了披萨很厚的。
We have the Chicago thick crust pizza.
然后我们每次 grocery shopping.
Every time we go to grocery shopping.
我们是两个 cart, 两个那个车。
We have to use two carts.
对对对，所以也是主就是扩大我们的度量。
The Lord just enlarge our measure.
然后现在回头想想。
Now looking back.
很有趣的。
It's very interesting.
对，很多事情其实主给我们都是很有趣的。
Many things the Lord brought to us are very, very interesting.
对，感谢主。
Amen.
小孩。还小孩的，我不但是聚会把小孩带去，我们祷告聚会都去的。
And not only go to the Anaheim for ministry, to bring all the children, we go to the prayer meeting. We brought all the children.
因为祷告聚会是最重要的。
Because the prayer meeting is most important.
这不是家打开，这是小孩的哈。
This is a
那我们去那个会所的时候
，When we go to the meeting hall，
一堆小孩抱着。
We hold a lot of children。
那在前面祷告，我们就在旁边的房间里面。
The brothers, saints are praying in the hall in the side rooms。
然后小孩又哭又闹。
And the children are crying and all kinds of noise.
觉得不太好意思。
It's embarrassing.
所以就跟另外一个姊妹。
With another sister.
我们两个就，我们是几个小孩？四个，他是四，他也是四个，在那个时候。
At that time, we have four. They have four.
所以我们就轮流。
We take turn.
但是我们从 Riverside， 因为会所是在 San Bernardino。
The meeting hall was in San Bernardino. We live in Riverside.
所以我们每一个周二都到 San Bernardino 去。
And every Tuesday we drove to San Bernardino.
两家小孩合在一起。
The two family or the children come together.
那个姊妹去一次，去一次。
And that sister and my wife they take turn go to the prayer meeting.
我们是这样参加祷告聚会的。
That's how we go to the prayer meeting.
感谢赞美主，这个对我们的孩子来讲
，this to our children
是一个祝福
，it's a blessing to them。
对于我来讲
，to me
也是一个操练
，it's an exercise，
也是一个见证
，it's a testimony。
让我们的孩子
so that our children
从小就知道父母的 priority 是什么
，they know that our parent they know their parents' priority。
我还记得我们孩子还小的时候
，I remember when our children are young。
有一个，那时候我们大概只有，反正我最大孩子五岁的时候。
That time my oldest was five.
他有一天好像有一个 enlightening.
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 One day she all of a sudden seems something got enlightened.
他说，哇，我知道了，我们家里。
Yeah, so oh, now I find out in our home.
主耶稣基督，主耶稣是第一。
The Lord is the number one.
爸爸妈妈是第二。
The father and the mother are the number two.
我们是第三。
We children are number three.
一直都是这个 priority.
There's always this priority.
感谢赞美主。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Maybe we should ask the parents to get the kids naked to start eating, take care of the children now, then we can still process that for a little while. So if you have children, maybe go get them and take them down to get some lunch.
So, one parent to go.
父母可以先去把额头拧出来，可以先用饭。 那我们有十分钟左右的时间，弟兄们可以交通。
I really touched, and this is a living testimony that we can have a living for the whole family, for Christ and the church.
Amen.
So I think we should follow that example.
Amen.
And everyone who, I believe everyone sitting here has a home, and
Amen.
We should open our home.
Amen.
That for the purpose of God.
Amen.
That's a meaningful living, and that's the value of our living.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, in the morning, I'm pretty touched by the we all have 10,000 reasons we could not open our house.
Yeah, right.
But maybe we are rented. We are not own that apartment or home. But it doesn't matter where we live. It's our home.
Right.
And if we have the will, God will have his way in our home.
Amen.
We want to open our home.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I was also very touched by Brother Lee and Sister Lee's testimony. It's, from them, we can see a pattern of faith. It's really, I mean, following the revelation from the words. So we not only have to hold fast the words. Also, we need to recover our practice. According to the word.
Yes.
So I know it's not easy. I mean, but we had already tried to practice like this way. I know it's not easy, but by faith, we just step in. Open the homes. I think from the sister and the brother, we can saw they are full of joy.
Amen.
Doing this, we know it's not easy. Just like brother mentioned, we should practice all different kind of services. We just don't look at others. We just step in, and then we know the joy and the blessing from the Lord. May the Lord can bless us. We can all step in and practice this this way, and open our homes to preach the gospel and nourish the saints. Amen.
When I hear my sisters sharing, my heart is really touched. You know, when I was high school students, we just get in the college. We went to the first gospel trip to Hualien, and my sister's father entertained us. And I know he is not in the good health, but he went to the train station to pick up us, and then went to the train station to buy the ticket for us. At that time, at my mind, I said, "Oh Lord, grant me a mercy. I would like this brothers, faithful, and for very good impress for all those young people."
Amen.
And the years go by. "Oh Lord, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We have so many joys. Oh, by living in this way."
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I was touched by brother mentioned the brother's house. I'm the beneficiary of the brother's house when I was in college. The first year I lived in the dorm, and I started gradually to come to the meeting normally. And the brother told me, "Now, why not move to the brother's house with us, and we can pursue the Lord together?" But I knew there's a lot of restriction there. You had to go to the meeting regularly. You had to go to the morning revival. Had to come to the church meeting, and prayer together, you know, all kind of restriction. But when we exercise, restriction is necessary.
Amen.
And otherwise, we will come very wild. So that's why I'm got very helpful in brother's house. And for those come through the brother's and sister's house, many will remain in the church life. Even today, they bear responsibility. I would say from the coast to coast, as many brothers and sisters, when I was in college age, they stay. even in somewhere in Europe and in South Africa, in the Japan, in Korea. We also now brother, our same age, stay in the brother's house. And those is not just the name on the list. They really exercise, they bear some responsibility even today. So I'm the beneficiary, I echo brother's share today. And also brother quote the verse in First King chapter 6, for those a wild stone. You know, we are the stone for the building up, but those stones is not had to be cut in the mountain. The entire mountain is the quarry site. We cut there and we can build here. Amen. If we don't cut there, we just come here as a wild stone, that will have other noise. So I praise the Lord, we can be exercised to cut over there and build in the temple of God. Amen.
You know, this morning I really appreciated hearing the testimonies, and the testimonies help a lot. It really shows us the way. You know, Christ is building the church, but there needs to be a way, and this is all very practical. And this matter about having a burden, you know, you might not have the ability, but we don't pray for the ability, we pray for the burden from the Lord. And once we have the burden, the heart, then the ability kind of follows. I recall a testimony a sister shared about her sister, who was in the church life, that she was actually a terrible cook. But then now, she's actually very good. So she asked her, how did you do it? And she said that for a long time, the sister prayed for like the Midas touch. That every time you touch something, it would just turn to gold right away. So whatever you make, it would just be delicious right away. But the Lord didn't honor that kind of prayer. But the Lord actually changed her prayer to, Lord, give me a burden. Give me a heart. And then eventually she had the heart and burden always to be cooking for the saints. And eventually she became very good. So may we all really pray for a burden for the Lord. That we really have a heart for what is on his heart.
Amen. 感谢主, 今天非常的被这样鲜活的这个见证所摸着。 弟兄先给我们从旧约到新约来renew了一下这个 神家建造的这个图画。 然后这里面很重要的一个就是要我们成为这个活石，阿门。我们要成为一个活石，就需要让神的话有机会在我们这个人身上能够成就他的心意。那么就是我们的心愿，我们这个人的心愿的问题，也就是刚才弟兄和姊妹见证出来的，就是我们的优先级别的问题。很多时候，我们有这样的心愿摆出来的时候，很多时候。 主的祝福就在我们身上就成就了，我刚非常摸着的就是刚才姊妹分享到，我们这样的生活是非常有趣的，是非常 enjoy 非常就是享受的，感谢主。如果我们这个家就是来盛装神的祝福的一个容器，如果我们的家不打开的话，那就太可惜了，神的祝福进不来，我们这个家一。我们这个家就没有办法来把神的话能够活显出来彰显出来，成为这样一个一个的活石。感谢赞美主，看到这个意象，真的愿意是在这种喜乐，在这种 enjoyable 里面去打开自己的家，Amen.
Okay. Although we don't see him, but we love him. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm just so touched when the brother shared. It's really a wonderful continuation to what Brother Andrew shared, right? The matter of the gospel, and that we don't have two livings, all right? Our living and our home in the meeting, it's one living. Amen. So by opening our home, right? We're just living unto Him, right. Although we don't see or even the matter of gospel. Sometimes we don't see the results. But the fact that we love him, we don't see him, we love his purpose. Amen. We love the building. Amen. And what better building is it at home to be chipped away, be it the shrimp, be it whatever, and coming together with the saints in our everyday living, in our regular life, to be prepared for the building, Amen. To prepare for the gospel. Praise the Lord.
I was very touched by the sharing that we really need to give ourselves to the church life. Right. Even though yesterday in the small group meeting, I was so bothered by my own situation and could not even flow out. But today, this sharing from our dear brothers and sisters really touched me to let us to gaze our eyes upon to the Lord, to behold unto Him, and see the glorious life that it is really practical. And I really want to consecrate our sister's house, also maybe our my own future life to the Lord, my future family to the Lord. May the Lord really use me, even though I'm. May not really know a lot of things, but we can learn to let ourselves to be open to the Lord, so that He can infuse into us and really have the His own way in us, to let us be the vessel really used by the Lord. Amen.
感谢主，当时李克兴弟兄分享的时候，我就感觉到他姊妹摆上了很多。然后当时我想说，哎，他姊妹一定有很多时间吧。可是后来他姊妹上来说，我才发现，哇，他每天早上5点钟就要出去工作。然后我就真的非常摸着，就是我们真的，我们真的不需要有那么多的借口说啊，我没时间，没有精力，然后没有钱。就只要我们真的是以认识主耶稣基督为至宝，我们真的愿意摆上的时候，一切都会有的。然后，而且我们也不要说哦，我现在什么都不会，我这个不行，那不行。只要我们真的有心，我在那加我能力者里面，凡事都能做。感谢主。
I was touched by two points. The first point, like Brother Sam shared that, burden drives everything. Or if we have the burden, if we have burden, even if we don't know how to do, and then we have no experience, but if we have the burden, God will become our wisdom to learn, and God will empower us. Or and even if we get stuck somewhere, or we feel constrained somewhere, we feel that it's not our comfort zone. That is God's dealing. That is a place that God wants to expand us and expand our capacity. Oh Lord, are you to complain that, oh Lord, I don't want to be in this place. Oh Lord, I don't want to confront these difficulties. But now I just feel, oh Lord, I thank you. Oh Lord, I just give thanks to you for everything, even in these dealings, and these dealings are most precious. Oh Lord, that's the opportunity to work yourself into me. Oh Lord, and the second point is that I was touched by his opinion that I prefer my children become overcomers than Nobel Prize winners, and your attitudes change their perspectives. Oh Lord Jesus, we really need to see this vision, and for the joy set before us, we endure everything. We pray, if we pray that, Lord, open our eyes to see how precious yourself is, and to see how invaluable God's economy, and this will become our strength. If we don't have time, we don't have money, we don't have everything, but God will become everything in us. Amen. To work through us. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I've heard about Brother Cushing's testimony for several times before, but you know, I was always wondering, like, how he could balance his church life and personal life, or you know, a career. Because once he was a graduate student, his study was really busy. And for his career, he worked as a dean at the UC Riverside. So it's like, it's very busy, but he consecrated himself to the Lord. And he preached the gospel to so many
college students and graduate students. I was just wondering, it's like how he could do this, how to balance his time. But recently, the Lord, he keeps telling me the verse. He reminds me of the verse, which is Philippians 4:13. I'm able to do things in him who empowers me. But I don't really understand, it's like, how am I be able to do things and how he will empower me. But now I sort of understand, you know, we have to step in and consecrate ourselves to him. So like all things we need to do is to have a real heart for the Lord. It's like we need to have the burden for his gospel. We just want to, you know, to live a life. Our living is the gospel. And then the Lord, he will have his way in us. He will give us all these blessings. And later we can see that in him, we are able to do all things. Once a while, we were a servant, you know, who can do nothing. But now we can do everything. It's like every kind of services in the church. And also we can be faithful, his faithful servant. He will give us so much blessing that once a while, which we were never expected before. Amen.